Silver Streaks Football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. Silver Streaks Football is also brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. By Kehoe Eye Care, they care for people, not just eyes. By Midstate Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. And by Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg, home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. Proud to bring you GHS Silver Streaks Football on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Good evening and welcome to Game 6 of the Western Big 6 Conference football season here on WGIL. Brad Benowitz alongside Sean Hickey, Jake Miller down on the field, and our broadcast engineer tonight for Streaks Football, James Noble. Let's tell you about the rest of the games going on around the area as the teams are out on the field ready to go. Lincoln Trail tonight. Mid-County is at Princeville, Stark County at United. Big game in the Lincoln Trail is Ridgewood entertaining Anawan Weathersfield. Both of those teams 5-0 heading into tonight. And West Central is at Mercer County. Farmington at BPC, West Prairie in the Prairieland Blue Division. In the Three Rivers, Mississippi, Monmouth-Roseville takes on Erie Prophetstown. And in the Three Rivers Rock Division, Rockridge plays host to Sterling Newman, Orion at home against Fulton. Coolest night we've had for high school football yet this season. And if you want to talk about football weather, I think this is probably the kind of night we think about. Jake, you're out in the elements. Sean and I are up in the press box. A little bit of wind to deal with here tonight.
Yeah, there's a little bit, but it's nothing that's going to alter any game plans. This is one of the few fields that does go east to west rather than north and south, and the wind is blowing directly west. So I guess if you want the advantage of throwing the ball, you want to be headed that way. The streaks will be headed in the opposite direction going into the wind here in the first quarter. But it's a beautiful night, beautiful place to play football, and this is exactly what you think about when you think of high school football in Illinois.
57 degrees as we get ready for kickoff here. Moline will boot it away from the 40-yard line behind their female kicker, who's gotten some pretty good media coverage here in the Quad Cities. Carolyn Hazen is her name, 5'4 sophomore, and we were watching her in warm-ups. She can kick it deep and back deep for the Silver Streaks to receive this opening kickoff. Drea Gypciacco standing at the 15-yard line. See, all I can see is one number from this angle.
Is that Spinks 22 on your side?
Rakeen.
Yes. Rakeen's out here too.
All right, so they're deep. Here comes the kickoff. It's a line drive down the middle of the field, taken on a bounce. And on the third bounce, Spinks picks it up to the left side, finds a hole up the middle of the 40. To the 50-yard line. A trailer from behind, dragged down, still going forward, and finally thrown down all the way at the 20-yard line. A big run back for the Silver Streaks, and that's a heck of a way to start this game.
Yeah, he does a good job there at the end, too, of holding on. The Moline player does a great job being coached up, reaches around to try to strip that ball, and Rakeen held on, and what a great start for the Streaks.
I think that was 23.
That was Xavier Coleman.
Oh, yeah. It was.
Yep. So 23, right. Not 22.
Yep.
So props to Xavier Coleman.
Very good.
Who's getting a little bit of extra time in there. Streaks are a little banged up coming into this game. We'll talk about some of the personnel changes as we go throughout the evening. But one of them is a kid named Hickey out on the field. How about that? Lined up at left on the left side of the field. But Grant Ayton at the quarterback spot throws to the right side and underthrows just a little bit. Tristan Hovind, who got his first start as a receiver last week, and the Streaks starting from the Moline 20-yard line go incomplete on first down.
It was a good thing that was incomplete because Tristan tried to make an attempt to catch that. If he would have been a reception, it would have been at negative yards. So a play like that, just make sure it's a forward pass and then don't catch it. I mean, he's diving for it, so glad that was incomplete. Second and 10.
So how is Dad doing to my right up here in the press box, watching number 4 lined up down there to the right side of the field?
Just be safe.
Fake handoff, Grant Ayton on the keeper up the middle. Gets hit pretty hard as he gets to the 16-yard line. And it'll be third and six, rather, coming up here after a short gain on second down. This is something we were talking about off-air in the pregame. The Streaks' struggles on third down this season, coming in at less than 29% conversion on third downs.
Yeah, those kinds of numbers just indicate a lot of third and longs, and it's just about trying to stay ahead of the sticks. And you know, third and six is usually fairly manageable. Plus, we're in four down territory here.
Out of the shotgun, dropping back, Ayton looking across the middle, off the hands of Dre Egyptiaco, who was open inside the 10-yard line, and a rare drop by the streak sophomore.
That was going to be a first down and more. And I tell you what, the ball's got to be a little bit slippery tonight. This grass is wet, and you know, not to make an excuse, he's going to want to catch that ball. But that ball was right on the money. They're calling for PAT here, so it looks like they're going to kick the field goal.
I have felt Riley's gloves, and those are pretty sticky. So
yeah.
You know, we got to come in with that catch. Got to bring it in.
All right, so John Wren was warming up it's Olivas who comes out to kick what's going to be about a 32-yarder. And now a timeout called by the Silver Streak. So just 52 seconds into the game on the big run back by Xavier Coleman, the Streaks go three and out and lined up to go for a field goal, and they use their first timeout of the game.
Yeah, coaching staff extremely upset. Mostly with the fact that the kicking team just wasn't ready to get out there, and so that clock was winding down. They were searching for the tee back here on the sideline, and these are just things that middle of the season need to, you know, hopefully be ironed out. And so I'm thinking, though, that they're going to go ahead and stick with the field goal. He's got a timeout here. He's going to calm him down, hopefully get out there and get on the board. He's into the wind at 32 yards. This would be obviously a season long here, correct?
Yes.
Because I don't know, have we attempted? We've attempted some
field
goals.
We've attempted one.
Yeah. So, I mean, a 32-yarder in high school football is a legitimate field goal. So we got the left-footed kicker here, Olivas. We'll probably see Wren kicking the extra points, but Olivas with a little stronger leg, I would assume.
Where the snap will come down, it'll be closer to the 23-yard line. So a 33-yard field goal attempt for the left-footed Olivas.
Hooked
a line drive, and it's to the right. And the Streaks come up empty, despite the big run back by Xavier Coleman. And the field goal misses wide right. So no score. Again, just 57 seconds into the game now. Moline will take over with an 11:03 to go. And our first chance to see this offensive line that, Jake, you brought it up in the pregame interview with Marty Turner. They average 263 pounds. And a bunch of returning kids. Benjamin Duenas, 5'10", 280. The right tackle is Nathaniel St. Denis. Nate St. Denis, 6'4", 310. And we anticipate they'll go that direction quite a bit. Caden Dreyfuss playing at fullback. Jaheim Mitchell, Abubakar Berry getting a lot of play out of the backfield behind quarterbacks. Dane Sterling, a 6'2", 180-pound junior. And the play goes to the right, but the Streaks stuff it pretty effectively right at the 20-yard line as he'll get just across the 20 for a very short gain on first down.
Jake, could you see, was that a fumbled snap?
Yes, it was a broken play. Quarterback fumbled the snap, and so we're seeing both teams already with a little bit of fumble-itis, a little handling of the football issue tonight.
Call it a gain of a yard. Second and nine for Moline. From the 21-yard line, Maroons 3-2 on the season, 2-1 in the Western Big Six Conference. Coming up under center, the quarterback Sterling hands off to the left side. Little cutback by Berry into the game. Gets across the line of scrimmage, stopped short of the 25. He'll pick up three. And it'll be third and six for Moline. Now, defensively, we talked about the Silver Streaks on third down. It's been a struggle, but defensively, of course, this is where they've hung their hat this season. They're holding their opponents to a 32% conversion rate on third down.
And also, we were doing some math earlier that we are a plus seven in a turnover ratio on the season, which is pretty good for any team to be in a positive in a turnover ratio.
From the Moline 24-yard line. Little misdirection. Handoff goes to the right side. That's a first down for Dreyfuss, who crosses the 35 to the 36-yard line. So he picks up 10, and they do move the chains on first down. Moline was 7 out of 8. I was looking back at last year's box score. 47-3 was the final. They converted on 7 out of 8 third downs in that game, and they get their first one here. Gain of 10 by Dreyfuss. Freshman lost tonight. Rare loss for that team. They've been very successful. What were they, 4-1 coming in, I think? Does that sound right?
Yeah, I believe so.
So first down Moline from the 37-yard line. That final was 30-12. Out of the split backfield, handoff goes to Dreyfuss again. Tackle made by David Vaynerman just across the line of scrimmage as they ran right. maybe gets to the 40-yard line or just short. They're going to split the nose of the football right on the 40 for a gain of three.
That was a perfect fit by David Vanderman there. It wasn't on a blitz. He just saw the gap, and he attacked the gap as a linebacker, and just showing his experience now as a two-year starter and all-conference player. And he's going to be called upon tonight a lot in the Moline running game to stop these running backs.
Second and seven from the 40 for the Maroons. Just underway here in the first quarter. Scoreless game so far. They keep it on the ground to drive first up the middle. Good hole. Gets to the first down marker and tackled at the 49-yard line. And another first down from Olean, a gain of nine. And they move the chains to near midfield.
This big offensive line, you know, the coach talked in his article in the QC Online about how he may never see again five offensive starters start 2 years in a row. And that's a very rare thing. And right now, they're winning the battle up front.
Yep, chipping away. Little here, little there.
So their strength on the offensive line against the Silver Streaks' defensive strength, which is where it's been this season. Streaks flinch at the line. They go to Barry to the right side. He gains a yard to the 50 before the tackle made there. Blaze Purchase in on the stop. And it'll be second and nine.
Barry is hobbling off here in front of us.
Yeah,
that run.
Listen, he's been injured pretty much all season, and it looks like he was trying to give it a go. And you know, I don't know if we're gonna see him. It just you tell that this first series was probably a test to see if he was going to be able to make it through tonight, and it doesn't look good right now.
Yeah, he comes right to the bench on the sideline, and he's slamming his helmet on the ground in frustration.
You know, tough kid to give it a go.
Yep. Splitting out to the right side, the far right side of the field, Blake Willie. With two setbacks and a wing back and a two tight end set. Rolling right, the quarterback Sterling looking across the middle, finds his tight end across the middle, Jacob Powells, and it's complete in a first down inside the Galesburg 40, down to the 36-yard line, a gain of 14. Their first throw of the game, and they executed it perfectly.
That was just good timing and a good throw. I mean, Delegionis is there all over him. He's there to make the tackle immediately off the catch, but Powells is just he's a bigger kid, and he just had a step or two on him.
Powell's at 6'1", but 2'10". Nico out of that defensive backfield. Definitely giving up some size at 5'10", 190. New set of downs for Moline. A high snap. Good job by Sterling to control it. Little out route. Oh. And a slip past the tackle at the 30 to the 20. And the tackle made chase down Vanderman as he chases down Dreyfuss. But a flag down at the 35-yard line. You saw it, Sean.
Yeah, Rockin was held and tackled there as he was trying to keep contained and make a play on this little quick throw. He was held and basically taken to the ground. So good call here by the officials.
So that'll negate a first down by Moline. We're at the 7 minute mark of this opening quarter. No score. Strix had a great run back by Xavier Coleman that gave him field position at the Moline 20 and then went three plays and out, missed a field goal. And oh, we got an official mic'd up here.
Oh, wow.
That's the first time I've seen that at a high school game that I can recall ever.
Did they call the number out on the penalty too? Or
no, they did not.
They just said on the offense?
Yep.
It's like a giant echo over here.
Yeah,
so it doesn't sound great.
Yeah, I definitely noticed the echo. So back to the 45-yard line. First and 21 from the Galesburg 45. Handoff goes to the right side, splitting to the outside, slipping through a tackle, and a big run down the field by Jaheen Mitchell. And he gets all the way to the first down marker just short of the first down marker before the Streaks are finally able to bring him down.
I think Sean and I both saw the same thing there. Just Max Carr, you know, has a beat on him to fit. And he's going to have to be in on stopping the run a lot tonight. And he overran his back. The back put his foot in the ground and made a big gain out of it.
What I would say is he took his knee bend out. He was a little bit too vertical and was not able to get his cleats in the ground and come back and make a tackle.
Gain of 18 for Jaheim Mitchell. Second and two. Up the middle, trying to bounce to the outside, and the Streaks contain Dreyfuss at the 25-yard line, but that's a yard past the first down marker. He didn't get much, but he got enough. And that'll be a first down at the 25-yard line for the Moline Maroons.
You know, this is exactly what Moline wants to do, right? Mm-hmm. They're just going to cause little chunks of damage here and there, and they can't afford to get behind the sticks too much, but right now, they're basically executing their game plan.
Caden Dreyfuss, five carries, 28 yards on this drive. They've run eight out of 9 plays on the ground. This one will be a swing pass to the outside, complete to Dreyfuss, waiting for his blockers. Gets down low, slips inside, still on his feet, fighting toward the first down marker. He'll be a yard short, just outside the 15-yard line.
Yeah, we had two guys there for the fit, but we just didn't get the finish. Broke out of that. One guy kind of missed. And
Dreyfuss is a little slow down here. A little slow
he's,
to get up.
He's and, down.
Yep.
We have officials timeout. So it'll be second and one, Moline, at the Galesburg 16-yard line. Well, nothing brazen about this drive, is there, by Moline? No. It's nothing that the Silver Streaks didn't expect right from the opening get-go, keeping on the ground as much as possible.
Sean, I am concerned about how we cover that now screen that they've run twice now, and the first time was called back because of a hold. You know, the way we're lining up, because we have to stack the box on the run, our safeties are so deep. Our outside linebackers, when it's two-on-one, we just have a corner out there, and they're throwing to their slot receiver and blocking our corner, and we need pursuit that way, and it's almost an alignment thing. You got to pick your poison, I guess. You know, what do you want to – you want to cover the run, or do you want to cover that screen pass out there?
Yeah, I thought we had better coverage of it that time.
This time was better.
Yeah,
Aaron Carl.
But we had those two missed tackles, which resulted in a 9-yard gain. But, you know, to what your point is, that, you know, our pursuit was there, but would have been about a 3 or 4 yard gain, and then we missed a tackle, so we've added about 5 more yards to it. But, you know, they're going to continue to do that, and they're going to run to the wide side of the field, so it's going to be harder for us to get bodies out to that.
Dreyfuss is up and off the field, walking under his own power, so that's both starting running backs who have gone out of the game early. So Jaheim Mitchell will line up as the single setback. They'll go two wideouts to the right side, and a wing back to the left. Shotgun, handoff to the left side. Mitchell feeling his way behind his blockers. Tackle made from behind by Vaynerman inside the 15 to the 14-yard line.
It's going to be real close. I think that's a first down.
Yeah, I do too. I thought I was going to go for a lot more. But a nice job by Vaynerman to bring that one to a stop for just a short game, but still enough to move the chains to the Galesburg 14. First down. Second carry of the game for Mitchell for 20 yards. 5:11 to go here in the opening quarter. Scoreless game. Streaks missed a field goal on their opening drive. This is Moline's first possession inside the Streaks' 15-yard line. They go split backfield this time. Coming up under center, the quarterback Sterling goes with a handoff to the right side to the second back through, Gavin Grace. And he gets it inside the 10-yard line down to the 7.
Hunter Davina was in there in the backfield and just made him change his route, but unfortunately wasn't able to bring him down. And again, that's kind of the story of this drive, and the coaches now yelling about it. It's just the missed tackles. They're upset at something that, you know, the Streaks have been pretty sure-handed doing, and tonight these Moline backs are wiggling out.
Second and 3, Moline. Down to the 7-yard line. Hand off to the left side. Dreyfuss back in. Gets inside the 5. Upended there, short of the goal line. It'll be a first and goal, Moline, down to the 2. So we knew Dreyfuss would be back in fairly quickly.
5-yard gain. They give it right to him to test it.
Yeah. This will be the 14th play of the drive, which started back at the Moline 20-yard line, first and goal from the Galesburg 2 with 4 minutes to go. They go to Dreyfuss, left side, and he carries it in easily. Well, that was just way too easy for Moline on the opening possession of the game.
Yeah, there was just little resistance right there by the Streaks defense. And, you know, they were trying to be, I was watching them, and Sean, I'm sure you've seen it, they're trying to be pretty multiple up front. You know, changing the fronts up and trying to confuse them, but this is a big group, and right now they're having their way.
14-play scoring drive.
2 plays in a row there in belly. We should be familiar with belly. It's one of our bread-and-butter plays.
Now a whistle, and apparently an equipment issue, I guess, as Emmanuel Bailey comes running off the field. He'll be replaced by one of the backups. So 4:02 to go here in the opening quarter. Now they'll line up Carolyn Hazen for the extra point. The ball will be spotted down at the 10-yard line. Standard point after distance, a line drive, and it's left.
No good.
So So 6-0 Moline, the extra point no good. 4:02 to play first quarter. You're listening to Silver Streaks Football on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks Football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. And by Tom Irons and Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
They may as well call it Botox for your house. New siding can turn an outdated home into a total head turner. If you're ready to give your home's exterior a complete overhaul, call the visionaries at Courtright Construction of Oneida. Visit CourtrightConstruction.com, the right choice for your next project.
Galesburg's News, Galesburg's Talk, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
6-0 Moline, 4:02 to go, opening quarter at Browning Field. Brad Benowitz, Sean Hickey with you, Jake Miller down on the sidelines, James Noble, our broadcast engineer. Moline with the ball teed up at the 40-yard line, back to receive for the Silver Streaks. Again, Egyptiaco and Coleman, two of the up men for the Streaks standing at the 20, the deep men down to the 10. A higher kick and a shorter kick, spinning to the far side of the field. Vaynerman lets it go through. And then Coleman lets it go out of bounds. Streaks will have it at the 35. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Moline tonight. Fortunate to travel in a 2019 Nissan Pathfinder SL 4x4 with black panoramic sunroof in the back, all leather interior, and just over 9,100 miles as we made the trip to the Quad Cities tonight. But more importantly, we want to tell you about the 9th annual Fill a Frontier Food Drive, which is going on now at Galesburg Nissan. Home of the lifetime warranty. You can bring in 10 cans of food, benefiting the Fish Food Pantry and the Galesburg Rescue Mission. And in return, you get 2 years or 20,000 miles of free maintenance with every purchase. It's the largest event of the year. Huge savings on new and used in every 2014 and newer. Comes with that awesome lifetime warranty and complimentary maintenance. Our thanks to Galesburg Nissan providing our transportation to Moline tonight. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty. The Streaks decline the kick. Moline will have to re-kick back to the 35-yard line now. Deeper kick running up underneath it. Coleman bobbles it, picks it up, avoids one tackle at the 25, reverses directions, has room to run at the far sideline. Has one man to beat with a blocker in front of him down to the 35, down to the Moline 20, inside the 10-yard line, and he cuts back for the touchdown. But there is a flag down back at the Galesburg 43-yard line.
That's a T.
Excuse me, at the 37-yard line. Is that
the
T? What's it doing way down there? Oh, that's right. They kicked off from there.
Yep.
So that is after the bobble, and then he slipped a tackle. So that would be an 81-yard return. So Xavier Coleman returns the first kickoff of the game to the 20, and now 81-yard kickoff return to tie the game up with the extra point from John Wren pending to give the Streaks the lead. How often do you see that, too? Instead of being able to handle the kickoff, the guy who's trying to receive it will not handle it, and then all of a sudden the coverage gets too far downfield, and they end up breaking it.
Well, great call by the coaching staff, too, because most coaching staffs on a kickoff out of bounds will take the ball at the 35
That's
any
right.
day of the week. But Coach Washbaugh obviously seeing that there's a weakness out there. Only 10 defenders.
10 defenders, that's right.
Returning that, so...
John Wren's kick, plenty of distance, gives the Streaks the lead at 7-6 with 3:45 to go in this opening quarter. All right, so 10 defenders. We were talking about that, but I don't think we talked about that on air. So
right.
Go ahead, Jake.
Well, there was an interview that I watched. Coach Morrissey was talking about the female kicker that they have and that
Carolyn
they're using.
Hazen.
She's a sophomore, and he guaranteed to everybody that she's a non-contact player. So you'll watch. She'll kick off, and then she will run to the sideline. She's got a good leg, she's got a good kick, but she's physically a lot smaller, and they're worried about her safety. So she runs off the field as soon as she kicks the football. So they're covering every kick with 10 players. And we've seen now two kickoffs with two very long returns, obviously. So they are running at a deficient state when they're trying to cover their kickoffs.
But credit Xavier Coleman, too, because
absolutely.
He gets going, the kid's got some speed, and he's... obviously the leading candidate already for the Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. As he gives the Streaks the lead, actually John Wren, I guess, gives them the lead with the extra point after the kickoff return. 7-6 Streaks, 3:45 to go here in this opening quarter. So now Olivas to kick off from his own 40. And back deep to receive for Moline. That'll be Dreyfurst inside the 10-yard line. And the two up men are Mitchell and Grace standing at the 15. Olivas eyes over the field. Streaks come set. And we're ready for the run-up. Olivas with the left foot. Spinning off balance and received at the 19-yard line by Mitchell, trying to bounce to the outside. Now he finds a hole up the middle and the running tackle made as Hunter Davina finishes him off at about the 35-yard line. That's where Moline will begin this drive. Let's see if the Streaks defense, which spent a lot of time on the field, 7 minutes, and right back onto the field as the kickoff return doesn't give them much of a breather.
Yeah, they'll take it, though. They're jacked up after watching their teammate, you know, down there. But, you know, we're talking some adjustments here on the sideline, and it's really just all about tackling. It's all about wrapping up and running through the guy right now.
Ball be spotted at the 34-yard line. Split backfield lined up behind quarterback Zidane Sterling. Handoff up the middle. Dreyfurst slipping one tackle. The coverage comes in, but still he falls forward to the 40-yard line for a gain of 6. Streak had him wrapped up, but he kept the legs moving and was able to push the file forward. And it'll be 2nd and 4. Sterling, 8 carries, 41 yards already in the game as we wind toward the 3-minute mark of this opening quarter. 7-6 is the Silver Streaks lead. Now some shifting on defense. Streaks getting themselves into position. And now Moline adjusts offensively. Sterling under center. Hand off to the right side. This one goes to the running back Mitchell, who gets to the outside. He's trying to get past Max Carr. He goes up the far sideline and will take it all the way for the touchdown. That's 3 carries on the night for Jaheen Mitchell, and he's already at 80 yards, and he puts the Maroons right back on top with a 60-yard run.
Just their base, you know, power play, hand sweep to the right, and they're going to kick out our corner on the line of scrimmage, and our safeties need to be able to fit, and Max was there, but this kid was just extremely athletic, made one move and beat Max down the sideline, untouched.
Yep. So in the last minute, 18 of clock, we've had 3 touchdowns.
Yes.
Extra point pending for Carolyn Hazen. They'll go ahead and go for just the standard point after, leading by 5. Her kick is much better than the first one. Gets inside the left upright, and it's 13-7 Moline back on top with 2:44 to go here in this opening quarter.
Yeah, Jake, you mentioned about how we got to get better fits from our strong safeties, and that, you know, they pull 2 guys around on that. So you talk about there's a kick out, there's another guy that's leading through. They're pulling a backside guard through. It's a power play, and we've got to get, you know, I think we had a good edge that was set on that, and that's why we need to have better inside flow, whether it be from our linebacker or whether it be from our safety that's coming up. But if we take what I would call the banana route to the guy, you know, kind of following his trail and arcing to him, that's the wrong way. We've got a technique that I would coach would be to lose ground. You know, sometimes by losing a little bit of ground, readjusting your route, you gain ground by getting leverage on the guy to make the tackle. So you give up maybe 5 or 6 yards because you adjust your route, but what you don't want to do is follow him and then lose in a foot race and he scores.
13-7 Moline, a 2-play scoring drive for the Maroons. They cover 66 yards in just a minute and 11. The 60-yard touchdown run by Jaheim Mitchell. And already for Moline, see, I had this added up, now I forgot already. 132 yards on the ground in this game already. Hazen's kick, line drive. They're going to kick it away from Coleman. They'll bounce it to Dre Egyptiaku at the 10. He comes back up the middle of the field. The pursuit slows down, trying to run east to west. Gets to the outside, going for the corner. And Dre ran an awful lot side to side, but not much downfield. And the Streaks will start at about the 21-yard line where he's finally run out of bounds.
Yeah, and then running that way may have been a result that we had a return left on. So, you know, the blocking may be over there, and that's where he's supposed to go. But they had a nice coverage there. They were able to cover that, and he was not able to get the corner to turn it up.
Gosh, I'm going to back that up to the 18-yard line. I thought he got to the 20, maybe even across the 20, but... All right, well, that'll just be 2 more yards the Streaks can add onto this scoring drive then, right?
Yes.
By the time it's all said and done. Starting from their own 18-yard line.
Moline in their very standard 5-2 front at this point. They don't like to deviate from that and haven't for a long time.
up the middle. Grant Ayton, not much there. He dives forward to try to get back to the first to the line of scrimmage, but he'll lose a yard on first down after the fake handoff. It'll be second and 11.
Jake, do you think that was a redraw? Or do you think that was?
Yep.
I'll see here. I got the replay.
Yep, his eyes were on Inman on the line of scrimmage.
Approaching the two-minute mark of the first quarter, 13-7 Moline.
We did trap block it.
Streak still looking for their first down of the game. This may be it. The pass complete to Drea Gypsyako, caught and then stopped just a yard short of the first down marker. He juggled it. Two defenders there has become the standard defense on the Streak's leading receiver on the season. Did a nice job to bring that one in and hang on to it. It'll be third and one.
That's the same play that they ran down on the other end when they were trying to score there on that third down
inside
play.
Inside the 10, yeah.
Be third and one, Silver Streaks. First pass completion of the game. And the Streaks, quick snap, go right up the middle with it. And that should be enough for the first down. It is.
Yeah, they signaled it.
So the quick snap and just a little quarterback dive right up the middle. Streaks will have a first down. Their first down of the game, just short of the 29-yard line.
I'm not sure why the clock isn't running. There it goes.
Out of the shotgun, three wideouts. Low snap to his left. Good job by Ayton. Hoven comes back for the reception and then tries to cut back upfield and tackled maybe just a shade short of the first of the line of scrimmage.
And we got two sophomores talking to each other. Grant's talking to Reed Hawkins. That snap was just a little bit on the downside. And
Grant, to his left.
Yeah, and to his left. He had to get it, pick it up. I'm glad he caught the pass because it might have been a backward pass, to be honest, the way Grant had to throw it out there.
We'll call it a loss of a yard. Second and 11. Ayton rolling left on that one. Just tries to dump it off, lobbing it over, and he overthrows Dylan McBride for the incompletion. And very quickly, third and 11 with under a minute to go in the first quarter.
I'd like to see Dylan in that play find a space. He was kind of trailing a defender. Separate from that guy, find an open spot. And I think that, you know, Grant was throwing it to a spot where he would have had that, but he didn't get away from it soon enough.
But I think Dylan was in the blocking scheme there. I don't think he was intended to be a receiver at all. But Grant was running for his life there to his left. Wasn't going to be able to stop enough to throw downfield, and so he just dumped it off to Dylan. I don't think Dylan was supposed to be in that route.
8-11 of 18 in his first start as a sophomore last week. Just 2 for 5 for 9 yards, and he gets wrapped up with somebody breaking through. Anthony Suits breaking through and taking Grant down all the way back at the 18-yard line. Missed block there badly.
Yeah,
and it's
outside.
Fourth and long.
Looks like we're moving a pocket there. One of the things you can't do is let the guy get the outside of you.
So Ayton loses 10. And some pressure now.
I'd let this clock run down and kick into the with the wind instead of into it. I think that's what the coaching staff's doing right now. Well,
Hunter Davina back to receive this one.
Never mind.
Yep, the snap made with 3 seconds to go. So he boots into it as the horn sounds to end the quarter. Moline backs off of it, takes a Gillsburg roll, and the ball will be down at the 50. To start the second quarter, Moline leading 13-7. This is Gillsburg High School football on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks football on WGIL is brought to you by Arby's in Gillsburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the side so you can see it. By Sabrina's Bridal and Prom in downtown Gillsburg, where you're always one of a kind. And by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Tune in for Markley Van Camp and Robbins weekdays at 2 on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
13-7 Moline as we get ready to start quarter number 2 from Browning Field. Brad Benowitz, Sean Icke with you from the press box. Jake Miller on the sidelines. James Noble, our broadcast engineer. And a challenge for the Streaks defense. Moline has had the ball twice, has scored twice, both easily. And now this possession starts from midfield. Ball spotted at the near hash mark of the 50-yard line. as we swap sides, and Moline will move from our left to right. And now a little bit of a delay as the official looks at quarterback Zidane Sterling. I don't know if there's...
No, we had an official out of position.
Oh, there we go. All right. So now we're ready to go. And here we go. Second quarter ready to begin with the Moline leading by a touchdown. Third offensive possession of the game. The snap, the handoff, and they go right back to Mitchell, who's already run off one long one and is approaching 100 yards already on just his fourth carry of the game. He picks up 8 on first down.
You know, and David Bannerman's, you know, so active, and he's chasing down running backs on the backside of things. And if he doesn't make that tackle, you know, who knows? We got to make some sort of stop at the point of attack here, right? That seems to be the issue up front.
Second and 2 from the Galesburg 42-yard line. 13-7 Maroons as we start the second quarter out of the short gun. Sterling with the snap on the keeper. Wrapped up at the 45-yard line and pushed backward. Ran right into Aaron Carl, who stood him up. And then three other Silver Streaks came to help finish it off. That's a loss of 3, and it'll bring up 3rd and 5.
We haven't seen too many plays, you know, behind the sticks there. You know, everything that they've done has been a positive gain, and so it's good to see that.
Nice play there.
You know, something we can do, and we can stop them in the backfield, and it's going to take another effort here, hopefully, to force them to punt.
Exactly the point I was going to make. Their first play for negative yardage, and they did have the holding penalty on the opening drive. Here's 3rd and 5, handoff to Mitchell, trying to bounce to the outside, gets a hole. Runs into Nico Delegiano, so then runs inside. The ball breaks free, and the Silver Streaks pick it up at the 50-yard line. And the official is saying the ball, forward progress was stopped.
And it was.
And Delegiano stopped him about 2 yards short of the first down marker. And then it was just man-to-man battle as he was pushing him backwards. The ball came free at the end. The Streaks were ready to return it. But, yeah, I agree. His forward progress was stopped.
That's right call.
And it'll be 4th and about...
Right call.
Everybody, over a yard.
Everybody on the sideline was extremely excited.
Well, about, understandably, you know, so.
Coach Washbaugh's chasing Dylan down the sideline. But
was it Dylan on the scoop?
Yeah, Dylan on the scoop. He did the right thing to score, but it's a right call, and you're not hearing too much argument actually over here now. They are going to go for it.
Or will they just try to get the Streaks to jump?
I mean, if you're averaging 8 or 10 yards a carry, I think you just hand this thing off.
Well, with that offensive line, they keep it tucked in tight, handoff to the right side, and they've got enough for the first down, and then a little extra at the end of it. They got to the 40, just across the 40, and then the extra push at the end of the play for 4 more. It'll be first down from the 36-yard line. That was Dreyfurst on the carry, and he picked up 5. They needed a yard. He got 5, and it'll be first down at the Galesburg 36-yard line. So a 4th down conversion, a little bit of a gamble by Coach Mike Morrissey, pays off. New set of downs here at the 36-yard line, under 10 minutes to go first half. Sterling brings the line set out of the wing tee. Hand off Dreyfurst, little hesitation, then he bursts through a hole, rolled over by Max Carr inside the 30, close to the 25-yard line for another first down.
Yep.
How about what's coming up at halftime, Sean? Because at this rate, the way they're keeping it on the ground, we may get there pretty quickly.
Yeah, we will. I don't have much time to talk here because they're about ready to start the play. Well, maybe after the next play we'll get
it. All right, that sounds good. Dreyfurst 10 carries, 56 yards already. 5 carries for Jaheim Mitchell, 92 yards, both with a touchdown. And Moline looking to add to a 6-point lead here with under 9.5 minutes to go in the first half. Hand off to the right side, Dreyfurst sidesteps, kicks into a hole, stops short of the 20-yard line, still on his feet. Never did go down. Forward progress stopped at the 22 for a gain of 4.
Coming up at halftime, we have 21st Century Site Coordinator Keisha Boyd is going to be talking about what we have for what 21st Century Club offers and what it does. It is something that is a regional grant that was given, a federal grant, and the programs that are offered after school for that. And as always, we have Principal Jeff Houston.
Nose of the football at the near hash mark of the Galesburg 22-yard line. 2nd and 6 for the Moline Maroons. Coming in, tight formation, fake handoff left, and they go to the outside as Jaheim Thornton now trying to get to the outside and gets close to the first down marker. Looks to be a yard and a half short. And it'll be third and two in two down territory here for the Maroons.
Yeah, he had a blocker out in front of him there. Yep. It was a nice little hand sweep, a little misdirection play. But it was Vaynerman with the speed from the inside that was able to track him down short of the first down. So it's about third and two, third and three.
Yeah, it's third and a long two.
So they continue to mix things up a little bit. That was Thornton's first carry of the game. Third and two, Moline. One for two on third downs in this game. Again, two down territory. They go right to Dreyfuss up the middle, then comes out of a hole underneath and spurts forward to the 15-yard line for a gain of three and a first down. Heard Cardinals baseball earlier today here on WGIL. Their next game coming up Sunday in Game 3 of the National League Division Series. But we have a Fighting Illini football tomorrow. Illinois traveling to Minnesota. We'll have the pregame at 1:30 here on WGIL. It's again 1:30 tomorrow, Fighting Illini at Minnesota. First down, Moline. Play action and a firing into the end zone and a catch made by Powells for the touchdown.
And that's a perfect time to call that play. You know, to call your play action pass on first down is not usually when you see it. That's almost always a second down play call. The streaks have been lulled to sleep by having to, you know, run fit, and then they get the tight end and they sneak them down into the corner. Good play call, right time, and good execution.
I think they've thrown it one time on each possession.
Yeah.
This time for the touchdown of 15 yards. Sterling is 3 for 3 passing for 40 yards now. And then Powells will hold on the extra point attempt here. Moline trying to add to a 12-point lead. They do, 20-7, 7:32 to play here in the first half. Take a timeout. You're listening to Silver Streaks Football at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Live coverage of GHS Silver Streaks Football on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg, and by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Ow. Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
32 to go first half, 20-7 Moline. The Maroons have scored on all three of their offensive possessions here in this first half. That scoring drive, 9 plays, 50 yards. They took 4 minutes, 28 seconds off the clock. 15-yard touchdown pass from Zidane Sterling to Jacob Powells. Extra point makes it 20-7. And the kickoff on the way by Hazen. Bouncing.
Nice bounce.
Fielded at the 15-yard line by Coleman. Trying to bounce to the outside. Skips inside a couple of defenders. And a good sure tackle made at the 32-yard line where the Streaks drive will start. 7:25 to go, second quarter. Trailing now by 2 touchdowns. Well, we need some adjustments defensively.
Sure.
But
offensively,
we got to get something going offensively. That's first things first here.
Yeah, that'll be the biggest help, I think, to our defense is we can put something together here.
Yep.
Is this just our third possession?
Well, officially, without the run back.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is the Streaks' only touchdown. Otherwise, they have only one first down in those previous two offensive drives. This one starts from the 32 and a flag before the Streaks can get this one underway.
It's like defensive offside.
Yep,
call
Moline
here.
Lining up in the neutral zone.
Yeah.
Red.
Yep, not even defense.
No.
Just red.
Called them red, and they're maroon. They are the Maroons.
That'll be news to them, right?
Right.
Well, it's one syllable. Multisyllabic might echo in here too much.
That's why you guys are the color analysts. Hand off to the right side. First carry of the game for Dylan McBride. He gets down low and turns a loss into maybe a gain of a yard because that was going nowhere. Dylan kept the legs moving. Nope, they're going to give him no gain, but I give him credit for making that a no gain, what looked like a loss after that hit in the backfield. Second and 5, thanks to the Moline penalty. Under 7 minutes to go, first half, 20-7 Maroons. Ayton out of the short gun. Three wideouts to the left. Looks that direction. Pump fakes and tackled in the backfield again. Back at the 28-yard line. Again, the defense comes blasting through, nearly untouched. They're actually going to mark it back at the 27 for a loss of 10 again. That's the second time Ayton's been sacked for a 10-yard loss.
We got guys looking around at each other. I mean, it's just, I don't know where the confusion's coming from. Moline lines up the same way in front of us. It's just trying to execute what you have in front of you guys. It's
Ayton rolling right. Shorter side of the field. Gets it away. Pass complete and then dropped. Right at the 35-yard line. Right into the numbers. Second drop tonight by Dre Egyptiaco. And he was open. He was 7 yards short of the first down marker, but he would have had a little room to run after the catch.
He's athletic enough to maybe put a couple moves on and get more yards, but we got to have the ball first.
So the Streaks' third possession, and the second time they've gone three and out. And Hunter Davina will have to punt away, standing back at his 13-yard line, and Moline figuring to get good field position again. Gets a low spinning kick, bouncing at the 45-yard line, takes a Galesburg roll inside the 35, down to the 34, and Moline trots on the field. The Streaks' defense needs a stop. Moline 3-for-3 in scoring drives, leading 20-7 halfway through the third quarter.
Yeah, this is critical mass point right here, because at this point, you know, if Moline, with the time to run down the clock and score, plus they're going to get the ball back immediately after the half. You know, and right now the Streaks defense hasn't shown any ability to keep them from scoring. So, you know, at this point, this is the make or break time right now. This drive is so key.
170 yards rushing in this game already. Zidane Sterling in the shotgun, rolling right, looking to go long. Fires
it
off his back foot. Intercepted at the 49-yard line. Picked off by Nico Deligiannis. Returned to the 40 and a late flag. So Streaks get a critical turnover, an interception by Deligiannis. Returns it 11 yards to the Moline 40. And the flag at the end of the play. Got a conversation there. Is that a late hit on Deligiannis?
On the return, 15-yard field goal.
What?
I missed what the call was.
I don't know what it was.
Moline. It's going to add 15 yards, and the Streaks are going to have it at the Maroons 25.
No. It's against Galesburg. Yeah. I didn't understand his call either, but I do think that they caught Blaze Purchase. No, it wasn't Blaze. They caught one of the Streaks' defensive linemen, I think, with a block in the back. I think that's what.
He didn't make that signal, though.
No, he didn't.
Personal foul.
That's
like
why I can't figure out what the ball is.
Hit or
well, and it was dead ball, too, so you're not going to block somebody in the back in a dead ball. I don't know. Too much echo.
Maybe he hit
that didn't help either, no.
After the play, with whistle blew. Maybe hit someone, I don't know.
Yeah.
So an 11-second possession by Moline. Streaks get their first defensive stop. The penalty backs them back into their own territory to start this drive at the 45-yard line, so still terrific field position. 5:45 to go here in the second quarter. Fake handoff, and now Grant with four Moline jerseys converging on top of him just has to go down at the 42. Loss of three. That just looked confusing.
Yeah. It's a redraw, and you know Grant stuck in there a little bit longer maybe than he needed to, but that play wasn't going anywhere no matter what his read was. Keep it, give it. Offensively, just kind of sputtering at this point.
Looking at the play, their read guy made a nice play. He was covering both and then saw the pull and was in position for it.
Play action. Ayton rolling right. Makes the pass complete to Tristan Hoven at the Moline 49. And a big hit. Nice job by Tristan to hang on to that ball.
Good catch. Good, nice reception.
Yep.
And that'll get the Streaks. Well, I was just adding up the numbers. The Streaks are minus 10 offensively in this first half if you take away the two big runbacks by Xavier Coleman. But that time they pick up 9, and it gives them a chance on 3rd and 4.
Grant does a great job of getting rid of the ball on time, delivers a strike.
Yeah, that was much more fluid on that play. Streaks looking to the sideline, getting the play. 4.5 minutes to go, first half, out of the gun. Ayton, pump fakes, throws right, and throws behind Egyptiaco on the far side in single coverage, incomplete.
Well, you know, decision time here. You are at midfield, but, man, it looks like, it doesn't look like any personnel has run out, so maybe they're going to try to draw them off sides here on this fourth and four. But it looks like they're going to run a play.
Streaks need something, down two touchdowns. Don't want to give it right back to Moline with the defense on the field as much as they've been. They do try to draw Moline off sides. Now Ayton looking to the sideline. Starts to come up under center, backs up in the gun. Offense shifts positions. Here we go on fourth and four. Ayton looking long down overthrown. The middle of the field. Man-to-man coverage and overthrown. And it'll fall incomplete. Intended receiver David Vaynerman. And the Streaks give it up on downs. And Moline will have it near midfield now.
And with the incomplete passes, they didn't run a lot of time off the clock. So what I said about the last drive, you know, the same applies here. 4 minutes with a short field. Moline still obviously has a good chance of doing some more damage. So hopefully the Streaks come up with another big play. You know, Nico comes up with a big play in the last drive. They're going to need another one here.
And may have to get it on a fumble because I don't know if Moline will throw the ball again. Especially as well as they've run the ball. They do keep it on the ground. They're running back to the far side. The flag comes down in the backfield as he steps out of bounds at the Gillsburg 35-yard line. That was Mitchell on the carry, but the flag down to the 50 will negate this. There's the hold, and it'll come back. 4:13 to go here in this first half. Streaks trailing by 13. Mm-hmm. Only one first down in the game for the Silver Streaks. Their only score on a big kickoff return by Xavier Coleman. That's the second holding penalty against Moline, which negates a first down. It'll take him back to the 40.
We've seen that play multiple times tonight where they just do a little hand sweep, but it's more of a power play. They have two guys pulling out and leading for him. Still getting the edge. They're running out hard off tackle and really working the numbers to the sideline on us. We got to get better pursuit from the inside out.
Under center, Sterling. Hand off to the first man through. Dreyfuss getting down low, carrying his defenders close to midfield. Stopped at the 48-yard line, and he picks up 8. He was stopped initially, back short of the 45, but he just kept pushing forward yards after the initial stop. And he's got 71 on the night on 13 carries, and he gets most of the penalty yards back at 2nd and 11.
This offensive line is fun to watch. They're
no, they're not.
Well, they're not. I mean, if you appreciate football, they're not.
Yes,
yeah, I mean,
I
obviously,
understand.
As a fan, but man, these guys know what they're doing. They communicate.
Hand off left. Dreyfuss trying to find a hole. Slips out of one tackle, and then a tackle made from the backside slowed him down. That was Aaron Carl who got him by the jersey and then finished off, but he still got across the 50 to the Gillsburg 47-yard line. And a slippery run by Dreyfuss, and this will be 3rd and about 5.
Big opportunity here for White.
Mark him down at about the 47-yard line.
And here again, Moline's going to keep the ball on the ground. They have really two plays to go 6 yards.
Yep. Dreyfuss 14 carries already in the game, 76 yards as we wind under 3 minutes to go in the first half. 20-7, Moline on top. Sterling under center, handoff right. Mitchell on the sweep, trying to get to the outside. Cuts inside across the 45 to the 44-yard line. Tackle made there, and it'll be 4th and about 3.
Yep.
That's the I think that's the shortest run of the game for Mitchell. You know, I guess he had a 2-yard run earlier, but he still got 95. He had that big 60-yard touchdown run earlier. As he's already approaching 100 yards on the game. 4th and 3, Moline. They have one fourth down conversion in this game already. Going forward on 4th and 3 here at the Gillsburg 44-yard line, approaching the 2-minute mark of the second quarter. Under center, Sterling. Handoff left. Dreyfuss got a hole. Gets hit at the first down marker and falls forward to the 40, and he moves the chains.
We got to make sure we do everything possible. I know the kids are trying, but we got to keep them out of the end zone here.
Yep.
Coming in the second half, the third quarter, you know, we're going to be kicking off to them. 20-7 is going to look much better than, you know, 27-7 or 28-7 if they go for two and receive the ball. So really got to make sure we get a stop here.
First down at the 40, and Moline with all three timeouts left with a minute 45 and the clock winding. Sterling, play action.
The tight end
throws
again.
It to the open Powells at the 30-yard line. Gets a big block down the sideline, and Delajonis takes him down at the 12. Gain of 28. And now they're really knocking on the door. Powell's has been unstoppable. And Sterling throws a nice spiral on the line right into his numbers just about every time. They're going to spot it right at the 10 for a gain of 30.
It's a great design. I mean, that kid comes all the way across the formation.
Yep.
You know, it's easy to get lost in the muck there. And it's just that's the same pass play they've ran three or four times.
It's
very successful.
Yeah, backside drag. I like to see one of our linebackers hit him.
They go up the middle on the little misdirection. Little counter roll across the 10 to the 8. It'll be second and goal from the 8 on a 2-yard gain by Dreyfurst.
As a linebacker, if you see anybody crossing your face in a passing route, you should hit them. It's within 5 yards, typically. It's not going to be interference. Slows them down enough, makes your defensive line get into a little bit of pressure on them, and allows your secondary to cover better.
At least break the flow of their offense a little bit, right? Try to knock them out of rhythm. Under a minute to go, second and goal from the Galesburg 8 to Dreyfurst again. Skips one tackle at the line of scrimmage, falls forward after being hit from behind to the goal line. No signal from the official. It'll be third and goal inside the 1. So third and goal, Moline. Under 30 seconds to go. Comes the quick snap. Handoff up the middle. Mitchell scores. Second touchdown of the night by Jaheim Mitchell. That makes it 26-7 Moline with 22 seconds to go in the second quarter.
Just a basic lead play. They just needed 1 yard. Had a guy lead in there, and they just wedged it and got in across the goal line.
Hazen in for the extra point. Powell's to hold. 26-7 Moline with the point after. The hold, the kick is up. It's good. 27-7 Maroons with 22 seconds to go in the half. So a holding penalty on the first play of the drive. That didn't slow Moline down at all. They ran positive yardage for the next 8. The big play on the drive, the 30-yard pass play to Jacob Powell's. And they take exactly 4 minutes off the clock and cover 51 yards in 8 plays. Again, Mitchell, the touchdown run. He's got 7 carries for 96 yards, his second touchdown of the game. And it's 27-7 Moline. So this has been the Silver Streaks' best offense right here. Chance to get back quickly. They had 1 kickoff return for their only score of the night. An 81-yard run back by Xavier Coleman. He's standing back at his own 10 along with Dre Egyptiaco. Ready to receive this kick by Hazen, who, if what she did last time is any indication, won't kick his direction, and she doesn't. The kick is short, taken at the 26-yard line by Max Carr, getting to the outside and bounced out of bounds at the 40 with 16 seconds to go in the first half. So the Streaks will have an opportunity to run maybe 3 plays here, depending on how they elect to go about it. Good field position at the 40, but again, only 16 seconds left and 2 timeouts. And not much offense to speak of here in this first half. I've got the Streaks for a net of -1 offensively.
Yikes. 2 first downs?
1.
1.
2 long kickoff returns by Xavier Coleman. About the only offense the Streaks have been able to generate. And that doesn't count in the offensive numbers.
Right.
Out of the short gun, Aiton on reverse. The end around. They go to Dre Egyptiaco to the 40, trying to get past a tackle. And he tried to stiff arm the defender, which was Emmanuel Bailey. And Bailey just wrapped him up and spun him down back at the 38-yard line. And that'll be the half. So even the little trickery didn't generate anything, and the Streaks go to the locker room with negative offensive yardage in the first half and trailing by 3 touchdowns. Again, coming up at the half, we'll find out more about what's happening, what's good at Galesburg High School. We'll visit with Keisha Boyd. We'll visit with Streaks principal Jeff Houston. And when we come back, we'll take a look at the first half statistics. the individual numbers, check scores from around the area, and we'll get a word with Streaks head coach Mike Washabaugh as well. 27-7 Moline at the half. You're listening to Silver Streaks Football at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Silver Streaks Football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. And by Tom Irons at Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Hi, I'm Danny Lipford from Today's Homeowner. Need to up your home improvement game? We can help. Whether you're aiming to impress someone special with your handy skills, tackle neglected repairs, or add value to your home, we've got your weekly dose of expert advice, tips, and hacks for taming your to-do list. And we'll have a little fun along the way. Your home will be the one that's talked about for all the right reasons. And it all starts right here.
Today's Homeowner, Saturday mornings 9 to 11 on WGIL.
Have you lost that loving feeling? Has your heck yeah turned into a... Maybe you've even started saying things like, let's take your car. Whatever your reasons, if you're ready to unload your ride, you're in luck, because I'm ready to buy it. Hi, I'm Tony Batson, GM at the all-new Galesburg Toyota. We're scooping up pre-owns, and we'd love to add yours to our lot. Do you like cash? Because that's what we'll give you.
Unless you want to drive away in a new Toyota.
Your call. But why hawk it online when you can sell local, sell with confidence, sell your car to Galesburg Toyota.
Online at GalesburgToyota.com.
It's that time of year. It's football, volleyball, cheerleading, golf, cross country, and soccer. It's time to represent. And Elite Ink is the source for screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, and accessories to outfit your school, club, or business. Want the coolest graphics and freshest designs? You're going to love working with Elite Ink. Design services are 100% free. If you can think it, they can print it. Visit EliteInkPrinting.com and click on Start Your Order for a quote. Get in the game with Elite Ink, where it's more than just a t-shirt.
Chip and JoJo made it look real easy on Fixer Upper. But now you realize you're in way over your head. Fear not, friend. Courtright Construction of Oneida tackles projects of all kinds. See pictures at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Justin Cook State Farm. All it takes is one mistake before you're on the hook for a fortune. Call today to protect your family's assets. Mostly cloudy skies for this evening with a low of 49. Tomorrow, cloudy. Afternoon showers likely, then thunderstorms possible with a high of 64. While for tomorrow night, showers likely through the evening hours and gradually clearing up in a low of 48. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 55 degrees here on WGIL.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks football continues with the GHS Halftime Report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Welcome to the Halftime Show. I'm Sean Hickman. This week's segment of What's Good at GHS. As always, we have Principal Jeff Houston, but this week's spotlight is on the 21st Century at Galesburg High School. With us tonight, we have 21st Century Site Coordinator, Ms. Keisha Boyd. Keisha, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
So let's talk about the 21st Century. How did it come to Galesburg, and really, how did Galesburg obtain the grant for it?
Well, the Regional Office of Education received federal funding through a competitive grant process, and it was done through ISBE, through for Mercer County High School, Monmouth Roseville High School, Monmouth Roseville Junior High School, Galesburg High School, and Abingdon Avon. One other school was United High School, and it's to offer programming support to the 21st Century Community Centers.
So what exactly does the program do here at GHS?
The intent of the program is to help students meet state and local standards in our core academic subjects, such as reading and math. It also offers a broad array of enrichment activities that can complement their regular academic programs. It offers literacy and educational services to the families of those participating youth also.
So this is the second year of the program itself. When exactly does the program meet, the timing for that, and what should students be there?
We meet Monday through Thursday from 3 to 5 after school in our library.
There are certain target of students that you might want to have here. You talked about the area schools as being some smaller schools, but Galesburg High School has been a little bit larger school and pulling in some larger numbers. So really, who exactly is the program designed to benefit?
Well, with us being a larger school, we're allowed to work with just our freshmen and sophomore at this time.
What type of activities are provided by the program?
Well, we have certified teachers that come in to assist students with homework. We monitor grades and SEL. We provide organizational lessons. We also offer a wide variety of crafts and activities to offer students to expose new hobbies, educational games, robotics, and crafts. But most importantly, we are building relationships with students and staff. We are a safe place to be for 2 hours after school. We even provide snacks and transportation home. And we also have a summer program that we offer.
So you gave us a general overview of some of those activities. Can you talk about some of those specifically?
Yes. When the students come in, we have a homework hub. They come in and get any homework help that they need from some of our certified staff. Then we have robotics, clay club, Meeple People, which is a game board club. We have Dungeons and Dragons. We do pumpkin and floral arrangements. That's something that we're going to be doing the week of the 21st. And then we have video gaming and basketball. We have health and nutrition. We also have book club that meets in the morning from 7 o'clock a.m. to 7:30 for first and last Wednesday of every month. There are several others. We will keep you updated. Our calendar is always listed on our website.
Sounds good. Again, that was Mrs. Keisha Boyd discussing the 21st century. Thank you for your time, Ms. Boyd.
Thank you for having me.
Now let's talk with Principal Jeff Houston. Mr. Houston, what exciting news events would you like to share from the past week?
Well, last week we had homecoming festivities that took place and had a lot of fun-filled activities for the students here other than the parade. It literally rained on our parade around here, so it was unfortunate that we were not able to do that. We also had a say congratulations to our CTE Student of the Month, Justice Gatson. He was nominated through Lori Larson's Health Occupations class. Last week we had parent-teacher conferences, which I thought was attended fairly well. And then we had a FAFSA night that night for the parents and students, which also was very well attended as I went down and looked at some of the people that were there. And then we had Mrs. Buoby's class went to an environmental conference and had a great time down there. I think that's in Dubuque, Iowa, and the kids had a great time last week at that.
Sounds good. We also had a visitor, too, didn't we, here at GHF?
Yeah, Jane Simpkins came back and shared her book with some of our kids in some English classes in the budget group and shared some of that past experience of writing a book with the kids and what it means to her. And I think that connection being a past Silver Streak probably resonated with a lot of our students as well.
Fantastic. So what do we have coming up next week then?
Well, I'm looking forward to the Cardinals clinching. I mean, that's one thing. And then the Student of the Month celebration starts next week where we celebrate students that come from each department. Each department nominates a student that is just showing growth, and not just to somebody who's getting A's. It's somebody who's just shown growth, turning in their homework, who hasn't turned in their homework, or somebody who's just really done a good job of helping a classmate out. And I so enjoy that time because I get a chance to sit down with the kids, really ask them some questions about the climate and culture of our building and talk to them about just teachers. And it's just a great experience for not only the kids, but also a great experience for us as well.
Okay, well, that's a wrap for this week's halftime show regarding what's good at GHS. Thanks again to 21st Century Site Coordinator Ms. Boyd and Principal Houston for their time. Coming up next, we'll have halftime stats and second half action against the Moline Maroons on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Stay connected to what's happening in Galesburg. 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL, Galesburg's local news.
An independent investigator spent over 170 hours reviewing the case of 23-year-old Tyler Smith, who was found dead in Cedar Creek last year. His guilt, the police mishandled evidence, misled Smith's family, and that Smith likely died as a result of battery before he landed in the ravine. Drake said the actions and inactions of members of the Galesburg Police Department severely hampered collection of vital evidence. He says police likely came to the conclusion that Smith accidentally drowned at the crime scene before any testing was completed. Drake was a part of a press conference Friday that included Smith's parents and the Missing Persons Awareness Network. A jury has convicted a man of first-degree murder in the shooting of a 9-year-old Chicago boy who was lured into an alley with the promise of a juice box. Jurors on Friday returned the guilty verdict for Corey Morgan and the 2015 slaying of Tyshawn Lee. Comes after a separate jury convicted a co-defendant, Dwight Boone Doty. I'm Cameron Line. Top stories at home, top stories from around the world. This is 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg's News.
Fox News, I'm Jessica Stone. It's the reason House Democrats have launched an impeachment inquiry, but President Trump says it's okay to ask for foreign help to investigate potential political opponents.
If a foreign country can help us with respect to corruption and corruption probes, and that, I don't care if it's Biden or anybody else.
The president says Joe Biden is beatable in a presidential contest. The inspector general of the intel community testified for more than 6 hours on Friday before the House Intel Committee about the whistleblower who reported President Trump's Ukraine phone call.
This whistleblower did a profoundly important thing by alerting the intelligence community.
That's Democratic Congresswoman Jackie Speier, who is also on the committee. America is listening to Fox News.
Silver Streaks football on WGIL is brought to you by Arby's in Galesburg. They'll hang the big hat up on the side so you can see it. By Sabrina's Bridal and Prom in downtown Galesburg, where you're always one of a kind. And by Bradley Hicks, Century 21 affiliated. Morning, noon, nights, or weekends, Bradley Hicks will help you find your dream home.
Galesburg Nissan is home with a lifetime warranty. No gimmicks, no deductible, and no expensive service requirements. Galesburg Nissan's lifetime warranty is just that. Unlimited time and unlimited miles. Plus, you get a free loaner car for life if your car needs to be in the shop. And every fifth oil change is free. Yes, for life. We just won our third consecutive Nissan Award of Excellence, recognizing large sales volume and superior customer satisfaction. We want to be your dealer for life, and we'll strive to prove it every day. Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
A time of crisis can go from bad to worse if you don't know where to turn for help. That's why 211 is there for our community. Have you received a shutoff notice for one of your utilities? Experience recent job loss? Are you or someone you know facing food insecurity? Are you looking for resources for an elderly parent or neighbor? You can dial 211 for Knox, Warren, and Henderson counties. It's a program of the United Way, because together we live united and together we win.
It's that time of year. It's football, volleyball, cheerleading, golf, cross country, and soccer. It's time to represent. And Elite Ink is the source for screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, and accessories to outfit your school, club, or business. Want the coolest graphics and freshest designs? You're going to love working with Elite Ink. Design services are 100% free. If you can think it, they can print it. Visit EliteInkPrinting.com and click on Start Your Order for a quote. Get in the game with Elite Ink, where it's more than just a t-shirt.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
Delivered your email inbox every morning. The WGIL Morning Brief with local news headlines, sports, and weather. And it's free. Subscribe now at WGIL.com.
Halftime at Moline. The host Maroons leading the Silver Streaks 27-7. Let's go ahead and run through our halftime scoreboard, brought to you by Courtright Construction in Oneida, the right choice for your next project. Western Big Six, Sterling leading Rock Island 21-14. That's approaching halftime. In the Lincoln Trail Conference, we've got all four game scores there. Mercer County leading West Central 12-0. Anwan Weathersfield in that big game between two undefeated, shutting out Ridgewood 30-0. Mid-County losing at Princeville 33-0, and United leading Stark County at half 13-12 on the Red Storms homecoming. Elsewhere, Sherrard trailing Port Byron Riverdale 21-6. In the Mid-Illini, the one game I guess we probably care about the most since we played Dunlap is that one, but I haven't seen that score. Canton leading Limestone 22-0. Washington and Pekin tied at 7 at the half. Limestone and Morton in a scoreless tie at halftime. Here, Silver Streaks trail 27-7. Our halftime coaches interview brought to you by RP Lumber. Visit RP Lumber and experience the difference. Let's go down to the field. Jake is with head coach Mike Washabaugh.
Well, Coach, I think I'll just throw it to you this way. Defensively, let's start there. We were not able to stop Moline offensively. And is it something that they're doing scheme wise? Is it just up front? They're to me, it looks like they're just beating us up a little bit up front. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, a little physicality issue on some of those dives and traps, you know, and then we're stunned to try to cover that up. The ball's fitting out in a C&D gap, you know, and our fits are slow or it's a missed tackle. So kind of conglomeration of everything with that. You know, they're hitting the over out of the tight end as we carry two guys deep. You know, we try to make the adjustment right away on that first one. They went right back to it down there on that pylon. You know, and then flip on the offensive side, it's just like very similar to defensively. It's just bust after bust, whether it's protection bust on a sack, don't in the run scheme, don't come down on a down block on our most basic run scheme. You know, I mean, errant passes are going to happen, but, I mean, they magnify on those along with the drops, you know. So you put a lot of negative things. You're not going to be a playoff caliber club or the defending Western Big Six Conference champs by, you know, having bust after bust, you know, and we got to clean that up. You know, I talk to the kids, like, you come out and you catch that X dagger play underneath to our best skill player and we score, you know, it's a one score game. We're trying to get off the field there. Like, the effort and those things aren't it. It's just like finish and make plays and have confidence, you know, just it's hard to watch.
Okay. Hey, I appreciate it. Coach, get back to it. See ya.
Well, I don't think there's anything there that we didn't see ourselves, right?
Right. Well, nothing's an aberration is basically what he's saying, that Moline is doing exactly what we thought they were going to do. And he said a physicality issue. You know, I had a second question queued up, but he went right into answering my second question. So, you know, there was no reason to redundantly ask that question. He's basically saying there's nothing we haven't game planned for, but we bust. Even when he's talking about busts, he's talking about broken coverages, our blocking scheme, missing blocks, and it's just that's the name of the game right now. And as he said it, it's hard to watch. He didn't mince words.
27-7 is the Moline lead. Let's look at our halftime statistics, which also are nothing to get excited about it. Again, our halftime numbers, just as our coach's interview, brought to you by RP Lumber. Again, visit RP Lumber and experience a difference. Silver Streaks with net yardage in the first half, net offensive yardage of -3. The Streaks have run 8 plays on the ground, and only 2 of them have gone for positive yardage. The Streaks are -21 rushing in the first half. Grant Ayton passing 3 out of 9 for 18 yards. 2 receptions to Tristan Hoven for 8. And Andrea Gypsiaco has 1 10-yard catch. Moline, meanwhile, 197 yards on the ground, 70 through the air. 2 touchdowns for Jaheim Mitchell, 7 carries for 96 yards. Caden Dreifer, 17 carries for 89 yards and a touchdown. Zidane Sterling passing 4 out of 5 with a touchdown and an interception. He's thrown for 71 yards, 3 catches for Jacob Powell for 61, including a 15-yard touchdown. And Caden Dreifer has a 9-yard reception. Those numbers, again, brought to you by RP Lumber. Visit RP Lumber and experience the difference. Cardinals lost to Atlanta 3-0 earlier today. Game 3 of the National League Division Series comes your way Sunday here on WGIL. It'll be a 2:15 pregame back in St. Louis. Meanwhile, tomorrow on WGIL, Fighting Illini football at Minnesota. That'll be a 1:30 kickoff. And if you're looking for the Bears game, that'll be on 92.7 FM on Sunday, 11:30 kickoff, as the Bears travel to Oakland. Actually, they travel to London. Hopefully, they're already there.
They're there.
to take on the Raiders. And the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series on FM 95, Sunday afternoon at 12:30, the Dryden 400, brought to you by the Motor Racing Network. 27-7, the Moline lead, and they'll get the ball to start the second half.
I have a quick injury report down here. Travis Gazire, who started at the nose position for us, will be out the rest of the game, snooping around and kind of listening to conversations, and it's a knee. He will be done today. He will not come back in.
Streaks are without Justice Gatson in this game, which we didn't mention earlier. We talked about the Silver Streaks being a little shorthanded. Of course, Connor Ayton with the broken leg. Here's a loose ball on the kickoff. Moline trying to fall on it at the 25-yard line, and I believe they do hang on to it, as it was a short kick by David Olivas to the far side of the field. Jaheim Mitchell was there, had to run up underneath it, couldn't quite get to it, then couldn't scoop it up. And they'll start it at the 25-yard line. But again, we got to see, can the defense respond here? Can they find a way? Of course, this is what happened in the Quincy game. Streaks were down 26-0 and almost came all the way back. They had the ball down a touchdown with a chance to tie it up at the end of the game. So we've seen the Streaks come back in these positions before already once this season. Can they turn it around here in the second half? But again, Moline on offense to start the second half. Sterling under center, hands right. They go with a double handoff and a play up the middle and dragged down from behind as Hunter Davina made the stop. Oh, sorry, Sean. Did you want to talk? There you go. How about that?
I've been saying a few things. I'm like, nobody's responding to me. Hurt my feelings. But, you know, talk about the second half, some of the scoring that we've been doing. We have statistics for the season, and we have outscored opponents in the fourth quarter 49-28. So that's a good sign for what the Streaks have been able to do with their halftime adjustments.
That's a good stat.
Gain of 13 by Thornton on the first carry of the second half. From the 38-yard line up the middle, Streaks reaching in there, trying to strip it out of there as they gang tackle at the 41-yard line for the stop. Dreyfuss never did go down. Be pickup of three.
Chase Castile, entered the game here, and Aaron Carl runs out just trying to find, you know, solutions at that outside backer position there on that side. You might see a lot of that in this half. You know, the Streaks are going to do a little soul searching here and see if they can't just make this thing at least a little bit of a fight.
Meanwhile, Moline will try to shorten the game, leading by three touchdowns. Carry by Deep. Sterling getting to the outside and tripped up right at the 50-yard line. Nico Delagiannis on the stop. Falls across the 50 to the 48. That'll be a gain of 11, and Moline moves the chains into Galesburg territory.
That's one thing we didn't see in the first half.
Nope.
No quarterback running the football.
Nope, not at
just,
all.
He can do it, too. You know, he's another dynamic playmaker. And so obviously their coaching staff knows that we're going to make adjustments, and you can see a little proactive adjustment on their part.
Hand off up the middle. Dreyfuss skips through a tackle in linebacker territory all the way into the secondary, down to the Galesburg, I'll call it the 33-yard line. By the time he's finally brought down, that'll be a gain of 15 more. Dreyfuss is over 100 yards rushing now on his 19th carry of the night, up to 107 for the game. Again, the Silver Streaks still looking for defensive answers here, a defensive stop needed. Because another touchdown by Moline would certainly be deleterious here in the early third quarter. Pass play intended for Powell slips, and it comes up a little bit short at the 23-yard line. And now a flag down back in the backfield after the play had ended. Let's see what the call is here.
Personal foul.
Roughing the passer against Galesburg. So the Streaks get a stop on the incomplete pass. And now a 15-yard penalty against the Streaks, their second of the game. Well, that's more deleterious than the last play. 10:01 to go third quarter. See how I snuck that in there twice?
I
wanted to make sure you didn't miss it the last time.
So you're saying the deleteriousness is increasing.
Sadly. Down to the 19-yard line now after the personal foul penalty. Inside the red zone. To the right side, Mitchell trying to bounce to the outside, following his lead blocker, stays behind him, now cuts back to the middle, gets in, and tugs in untouched. A patient run by Mitchell, following his lead blocker across the right side of that Moline offensive line, right behind his center, Severin Washington. And then, once he got into open space, just burst forward for the final 10 yards and a 19-yard touchdown run.
Yeah, it's right in front of me, and their number 60 is at Duenas for Moline, just with an absolute pancake block on Morales, trying to make a tackle on the sideline. It just, this guy's doing work up front.
The extra point by Hazen, good. 34-7 Moline, just over 2 minutes into the second half. You're listening to Silver Streaks Football on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
If your business utilizes equipment with air filters and dust collectors, let Midstate Manufacturing save you money. Filter Service Center, part of Midstate, specializes in the sale and service of every kind of filter. And they clean them too, which provides 95% efficiency at half the price of replacement. Get on their delivery route today.
Your wife is all about improving your home sweet home. Problem is, you already have a day job. Enter Courtright Construction of Oneida. These guys can do it all, from a minor remodel to a complete build. See their work at courtrightconstruction.com. The right choice for your next project.
Galesburg's News, Galesburg's Talk, 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
9:51 to go, third quarter from Moline's Browning Field. Brad Vinowitz, Sean Nicky, Jake Miller with you. James Noble, our broadcast engineer. Moline scores on its opening possession of the third quarter. Streak still looking for defensive answers as they have not been able to stop Moline tonight other than one interception. The kick deep into the 15-yard line. Andrea Gypciacco, indecisive, trying to stutter step and juke a player, and just gets taken down right at the 18-yard line on the run back. So a five-play scoring drive for Moline. Covered 75 yards in just 2 minutes and 9 seconds. And the Streaks start from their own 18-yard line.
In the bone.
First time tonight. Hand off to Dylan McBride. Streaks trying to go back to the run game, which they didn't show much of in the first half, and Dylan carries it up to the 24 for a gain of 6.
Oh, that's a positive gain. I think that's probably our longest run of the night. The Streaks are in double tight with three backs. Grants is under center. A little cross lead there, and it was a positive gain.
That was only the second carry of the night for Dylan McBride. Now they go to Vaynerman trying to bounce to the outside, and that'll be a loss of a couple. And very quickly, Streaks facing third and about six here.
Maroons adjusted quickly. They got a number of guys in the box there. Mm-hmm. And, the first play, successful in that play. Took back a yard from it. So they really packed the box in here quickly. They saw personnel. And here we are now changing our personnel. Looks like we're coming back to a three or four receiver set. And they make their adjustments too.
Hovind, Vaynerman, Hickey splitting out wide to the right. Gypciacco alone on the left side of the field. Lots of heads turned toward the sideline trying to get this play clear. Third and a long five. Back to pass. Good protection. Ayton gets to McBride. Open at the 35-yard line. Tackled across the 40 up to about the 42-yard line.
They went to the single receiver side there, and Dre ran a little runoff. And then that allowed, it wasn't quite a wheel play, but it was just McBride out of the backfield for a gain of, what did we get there?
20.
20 for a first down.
And protection for Ayton for probably the first time tonight. He'd have a chance to look over the field and find an open receiver. It was Dylan McBride and the Streaks with a new set of downs from the 43. Play action rolling right off his back foot. Complete to Hunter DeVina. Skips a tackle to the 40, to the 30. Couple defenders to beat. Steps back inside. Tackle to the 20-yard line. And the Streaks move very quickly downfield to the Moline red zone at the 20-yard line. First reception of the season for Hunter DeVina.
Yeah, different look there offensively, too, under center and ran a little play action and just establishing a little bit of a run game in the first series here in offensive series here for the Streaks. Gives Grant the ability to run that play action. Gets out, gets rid of the ball really early.
Yep.
And Hunter had space.
Yeah, it was a flood play, and he was in the flat, so got rid of it quickly.
Goes as a gain of 37, rolling left. Ayton will keep it. Stutter steps across the first down marker, dives and gets it across the 10 to about the 9-yard line. A little hesitation move with the shoulder fake that allowed one defender to dive past him, and Grant moves the chains by himself.
Moline has a player down.
Extremely shifty run there by Grant, and that was just a full-on naked bootleg is what you call that. There were no receivers out there. There was nobody for him to throw. That was 100% a called run, and Grant got around the edge and had that one lead blocker and made a couple guys miss.
Absolutely. I think the lead blocker was just the tight end that was trying to hook that end.
Just took him to the sideline.
Yeah, they strung it out pretty well, but his shiftiness and his movement there was able to cut back in and get extra yardage on it.
7:49 to go in the third quarter. Moline's injured player is up fairly quickly. Trevon Lee, one of their defensive backs. He'll be aided off the field. Again, our thanks to Galesburg Nissan providing our transportation to this game in the Quad Cities tonight. Once again, the ninth annual Phila Frontier Food Drive is going on now. Bring in 10 cans of food to benefit both the Fish Food Pantry and the Galesburg Rescue Mission. If you do that, you can get either 2 years or 20,000 miles of free maintenance with your purchase. It's the largest event of the year at Galesburg Nissan. Huge savings on new and used. And don't forget, every 2014 or newer comes with that awesome lifetime warranty and complimentary maintenance. Tonight, Sean, Jake, and I traveling in a 2019 Nissan Pathfinder SL. Check it out when we get it back to the lot tonight. Go on out tomorrow. What else you got to go to do tomorrow, right?
Rainy
Pump
day.
Fake by Grant Eight and throws across the middle intended for a Jeff Chiacco underthrown in the end zone. Second and goal. Check it out at Galesburg Nissan, home of the lifetime warranty.
It's a nice ride, all leather interior. It's got a third row, and they folded down that row for the cargo space. It's got plenty of cargo space, and yeah, it's a pretty sweet vehicle.
7:37 to go, third quarter, 34-7 Moline. Galesburg second and goal from the nine. They line up in the wishbone. Fake handoff. Ayton going open in the end zone to Davina, and he caught it. Split between two defenders who were there, and the ball got right in between them, and the Streaks with their best offensive possession of the night, and they march it downfield 82 yards, and the pass play to Davina for the touchdown.
I have no idea. In fact, I would take bets. I'll ask him when I see him at school that Grant had no, he did not see the receiver to throw that to.
Yeah,
I mean, it was just there's no way. He was double, triple covered. I think it's just a play they've run in practice so much. He threw it to a spot, made a great play.
And a block on the extra point attempt. So that'll keep the score at 34-13. And Moline kind of establishes itself a little bit there on that. But 7:31 to go in the third quarter. Streaks show some life here in the second half. With a player down on the field, down at the 10-yard line. We'll take a break. Silver Streaks down, three touchdowns again. You're listening to Galesburg High School Football at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Live coverage of GHS Silver Streaks football on WGIL is brought to you in part by attorneys James Blake and Tricia Blake Miller at Blake Law Office in Galesburg. And by the UPS Store on the corner of Main and Seminary in beautiful downtown Galesburg. Proud to bring you the Silver Streaks on WGIL.
Looking for quality cabinets but don't think you can afford it? RP Lumber Designers can work with any budget. They'll show you how to have the quality cabinets you want at a price you can afford to help you make your Pinterest dreams come true. Visit them today and experience the RP difference.
There is no impeachment. They're just calling their campaign strategy impeachment.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, starting at 11. Weekday mornings, WGIL.
Silver Streaks, a seven-play scoring drive. They cover 82 yards in 2 minutes, 15 seconds. Nine-yard touchdown pass. Grant Ayton to Hunter Davina. Sophomore-to-sophomore connection. Extra point blocked. Silver Streaks trail by 21 now, 34-13. So Galesburg, as we mentioned in our halftime statistics, minus three yards of offense in the first half. They racked up 82 yards on that scoring drive. Now the defense needs to stop Moline. They have yet to do so tonight, other than a one-play drive, which resulted in a Nico Delegiannis interception back in the first half. Otherwise, Moline has scored on every possession. The kickoff from Olivas, line drive, and a whistle. Streaks will be offsides.
We've been close to that multiple times.
Yeah. I think they're going to get Nico. I think Nico's trying to get a little bit of running start there, which is completely legal to do, but you can't cross the line until the foot is on the ball. And he's just a little early. And you never get away with that because there's an official right on the line, and that's his only job to do is to watch that specific, attempt at gaining an advantage.
Jake, you mentioned Max Carr out.
Yes.
With an injury. We mentioned Travis Kazire earlier. Yeah. Streaks were already without Connor Ayton and Justice Gatson in this game tonight.
Right. Yeah, I'm not sure. I didn't see. Max Carr's walking around. Looks fine. He's got a jacket on, though, and his pads are off. So,
kick to the far side, received at the 29-yard line. Mitchell gets hit pretty hard at the 43, 44-yard line, but hangs on to the ball. Streaks clearly trying to knock it loose. Good job by Mitchell to hang on to it. Moline will have the ball with good field position. 7:24 to go, third quarter. Had a tough night all the way around, though.
Yeah.
That's just another way that it's been harmful for the Silver Streaks tonight.
Yeah, one of the things about football is with the physicality of the sport, it's there's always next up. Who's next up? Because the guy who's the number two, he's one play away from being the next guy to step up. And, and we're seeing that in the past couple weeks here of guys that need to be ready to prepare to play it.
Got a new quarterback in for Moline. That's Matthew Bailey. Ball. Doesn't matter. He hands off, and it goes up the middle, and the streaks.
Aaron Carl.
Trying to hang on to it. And Aaron Carl looks like he does hang on to it. Gang tackled at the 45-yard line. And the streaks force their second turnover of the night. So that continues to be on the plus side for them. And let's see if the streaks can take advantage of it.
Well, listen, yeah, I loved every part of that offensive, those offensive play calls on that drive. It was very creative. It was something completely different. And Coach Washbaugh will continue, hopefully, to get that going. And maybe we can put a second drive together here.
A nice mix of the wishbone to the three-receiver set back and forth. And even under three-receiver set, like right now, two-receiver set under center.
With McBride, the single setback, gets the handoff, trying to get to the outside. Slips a tackle to the 50-yard line, crosses into Moline territory at the 48. And a good first down gain for the Silver Streaks. Could you see, Sean, on the replay who created that by any chance?
No, it was
camera too far away?
Yep, many people there. But I do want to point out the blocking there by Dre Gypsyaku. He McBride was hit kind of line of scrimmage, but he bumped it outside. But thanks to the nice block by Dre, he had his guy 12 yards downfield, really able to get 6 yards in that play.
Second and four, Silver Streaks from the Moline 49-yard line. 7 minutes to play, third quarter. Still a lot of time to go. McBride to the left side. Patient run. Picks up a couple, maybe three. It'll be third and short for the Silver Streaks. Galesburg had its first third down conversion of the game on its last drive, a scoring drive to open the third quarter. Now facing third and one here, just outside the Moline 46-yard line on the far hash mark.
And apparently they found something they like on the left side. Let's see if they run left again.
Guy's late to get set up over there.
Nope, trailing right. By 21, they go right. McBride gets the first down, gets down low, takes a pretty good shot at the end of the play, gets to the 44-yard line. That's enough to move the chains.
Now, I don't know how the Silver Streaks do their little lightning bolts. They have the small ones for things, but right there, David Vaynerman pancake block, number 52, Malik Jones. On that lead play, I was able to free up McBride for the first down.
Galesburg just 1 of 5 on third downs in the first half, 2 for 2 here in the second half. On the rollout, complete to Vaynerman, tripped up to the 38-yard line, a pickup of 6 more. And a nice little gain again on first down.
Good, and another good rhythm going offensively. We're running plays quickly. We're doing it out of multiple formations, running the football, play action passes. They got the Moline defense, who's physically gifted out there, but they have them confused.
Don't look now, but Grant Ayton close to 100 yards passing now after that successful scoring drive to open the second half. They go to McBride, gets down low, crosses the 35 to the 34-yard line, taken down right at the first down marker. Let's see what the officials want to do. They're eyeballing the sideline, and they're going to say he's just short.
Just eyeballing, huh?
Haven't seen many measurements this season, eh?
No.
They just eyeball it and move the chains, and this time they just eyeball it and say Galesburg will have to run it on third down. So a gain of 3 from just inside the Moline 35-yard line. Handoff left, Vaynerman gets first down. Needed about a half a yard, and he takes it to the 31-yard line, and the Streaks move the chains on a successful scoring drive up to this point. A successful drive. Let's hope it's a scoring drive as we approach the 5-minute mark of the third quarter.
Personnel change again, so we can see that we were just in the wishbone formation, and now we can bring in the two receivers back in our center.
Rolling right, Ayton into the flat, complete to Davina, tackled from behind, taken down to the 20-yard line. That should be enough for another first down. Zion Rodriguez on the hit. But Davina was able to fall forward. It goes as a gain of 11, and the Streaks in the red zone now at the Moline 20, trying to cut into this 21-point deficit. And Hunter Davina has become a favorite target tonight. Came into the game with no pass receptions, but he's got 3 now in the game, including a touchdown.
He was excited. He's in my third block history class, and he told me he was going to catch some pass tonight. He's doing more than that.
Out of the shotgun, Ayton looking left, man-to-man to Egypciaco, but he threw behind him. Dre wasn't quite sure where the ball was, and it falls incomplete. Had the coverage they were looking for, just couldn't make the connection.
I love that right there, too, on first down. Take a shot play. You know you're in four-down territory, and you got one-on-one with who's been the best receiver statistically in the conference.
Uh-huh.
The ball just wasn't accurate enough for Dre to make a play.
Egypciaco only one catch tonight. He's had a couple of drops. He's been open. But only one reception tonight for 10 yards. Second and 10 streaks from the 20. Again, Ayton on the play action, rolling left, throws it across the middle, and pass interference called from behind. Zion Rodriguez was holding from the jersey from the backside, and that'll give the Streaks a first down on the half-the-distance penalty.
Yeah, that was pretty clear from this from the sideline. You could hear me react verbally there. That he was just, he mugged him before the ball was there. I mean, it was almost a crime, so... very easy call there. Gives the Streaks a first down, and they continue to roll.
So they'll mark off half the distance to the goal from the 20 to the 10. 4:18 to go third quarter. 34-13 is the Moline lead. And first and goal for the Silver Streaks. Well, Jake, I just want you to know, in case you couldn't hear that, the Moline crowd definitely disagrees with you.
Well, they can watch the film if they need to.
Well, the problem is Hunter no longer has his wallet.
Right.
Okay.
Ball sitting halfway between the 10 and the 9-yard line of Moline. First and goal for the Silver Streaks, lining up at the wishbone. Trailing 34-13. Trying to get back into the game. And the officials trying to get the attention of the chain gang on the far side, saying, guys, move. They got that handy-dandy digital down marker. It's still showing second down. Should be a one.
That's the first one of those I've seen, too. I haven't seen one like that.
Pretty snazzy. Yeah. I like it. And now they got to get changed it to one.
Okay, got to push a button.
He got it. They're just worried about it.
Out of the bone.
Get it
first
right,
and goal inside the 10. Hand off to McBride. Tries to bounce to the outside. Got hit. Falls forward for a gain of a couple. Good job by Dylan. Good balance to stay upright. And managed to turn that into a gain. Second and goal from the 7.
Two backs coming out. Two receivers coming in. We've had a lot more success under center than we have under the gun. I would consider that to probably go on here. This is the perfect down for a play-action pass. We're going to go in the
lineup out of the eye.
Yep.
Vaynerman, the up man. Dylan dotting it. He gets the handoff. Tries to bounce left. Cuts upfield. Gets inside the 5 before he's run down. They're going to mark him inside the 3.
Yep.
Third and goal for the Silver Streaks. They've had 1-2 third down conversions on this drive already. Two down territory. Streaks, of course, would just as soon finish it off right here. They'll go too wide to the left with a tight end on that side. Out of the eye again. McBride, patient in the backfield, staying on his feet, still fighting forward, but he'll be short. And they're going to mark him... just inside the 2, and it'll be fourth and goal for the Streaks. Down 21 with 2:45 and counting here in the third quarter.
Somebody's
and
down.
Dylan, I think.
Yep. Got a player down, so officials timeout for the Silver Streaks. On his knees and face forward. And slow to get up, and Brandon Terrell out there quickly.
I don't know if you'll see.
And it is Dylan.
I don't know if you'll see Xavier Coleman fill that spot or would be Alex at Egypciaco.
You know, Alex, I thought, was a little banged up with an ankle.
Yeah.
And I don't know that I've seen him on the field. He's in uniform, but I don't know that I've seen him out on the field at this point.
Yeah, that's a good point. We have not seen him.
I think you'd probably see Xavier Coleman, I would assume.
I would think so, too.
Back there to fill in this spot if. I mean, he's going to have to at least come out for one, and no matter what the formation is, you know, Dylan's out there, whether we're in 3 wide receivers or, you know, not. So, you know, that's a big spot offensively, and it's another one of our kids that just doesn't leave the field.
Yeah, right.
You know, on defense, and he's they're looking at an ankle, his right ankle, and he's up on his own. He's walking in his own power gingerly. But hopefully that's something he can just get taped up and – and get back in, because he's quietly putting together a decent offensive game here, carrying the football in the second half anyway.
Yeah, you wouldn't look at his numbers and see that it's anything to get excited about, 28 yards rushing, but for the small number, they've been big carries.
Yes.
Some for first downs for the Silver Streaks.
So you got fourth and goal with a new running back that hasn't carried the football in a varsity game yet.
That is Coleman, who dots the I, and the Streaks are going to go for it on fourth down. Fourth and goal from about the two. And Ayton looking to the sideline with some uncertainty here. Riley Hickey goes in motion, lining up right to left. So they have one wide out to each side of the field. Out of the eye, Ayton goes to Coleman. Bounces back to the right side and runs right into the coverage at the five-yard line. So the Streaks come up empty. The tackle made by Emmanuel Bailey out of the linebacker spot. Coleman tried to reverse directions. He lost a couple yards, and the Streaks give it up on downs with 2:16 to go in the third quarter. Sean, you were shaking your head right away. As soon as he cut back to the right, you knew.
Well,
even before the coverage was there.
You have a lead blocker that's running to the left, and then you get the ball and you cut to the right. You lose your lead blocker. You know, it's the guy that's leading the way for you. He's going to pick up an extra block, and you saw what happened there. We went the opposite way of the lead blocker, and you end up with a tackle for a loss.
Moline from its own 4-yard line. And they just keep it conservative going up the middle. Dreyfurst on the carry to the 5. He'll pick up 5. 130 yards on the ground tonight for Caden Dreyfurst. 2 touchdowns. Jaheim Mitchell, 2 touchdowns. 2nd and 5 for the Moline Maroons. Leading 34-13, under 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Out of the split backfield. First man through. Slips out of some tackles at the line of scrimmage and gets the first down as he carries some defenders across the 15 to the 17-yard line for a gain of 8. Streaks had him stopped for a very short gain, but Dreyfurst carried him. Streaks couldn't make the stop, and it's a first down up to the 17. 22 carries on the night for Dreyfurst. Under a minute and a half to go, third quarter, 21-point Moline lead. Looking for their fourth win of the season. Hand off to the right. Big hole for Dreyfurst. Spun around short of the 20 and then finished off there for a short gain of 2. Maybe 3. And we'll roll under a minute to go here in this third quarter.
Got some clean jerseys, some names and numbers out there we haven't called. We've seen Alejandro Morales. He's the one that's replacing Max Carr out there at the strong safety spot. And, again, Xavier Coleman now out on defense for Dylan at the corner spot.
Trying to bounce to the outside on the keeper to the left side. That's Zidane Sterling. I mentioned to you on the previous offensive possession, Matthew Bailey was in at quarterback. The Moline Maroons ran one play and then fumbled. So Sterling back in at quarterback for the Maroons on the keeper. Takes it up to the 27-yard line. And it'll be third and about a yard, maybe less. Got out of bounds, stopping the clock with 36 seconds to go. So third and about a half yard here.
This will probably be the last play of the third quarter.
And a flag.
At the right side, false started.
So, false start.
Yep.
So, they'll run one more play. 1 second went off the clock. And they go from third and a half yard to third 5.5. A rare penalty. Really, it's been a fairly clean, cleanly played game. Streaks did have that big personal foul penalty that aided in the Moline scoring drive earlier in the half. Moline had a pass interference penalty, but the Streaks ended up not being able to score on that drive. That took them down to first and goal.
We had a penalty, too, after the interception.
Uh-huh. So third and a long 5 here now. Back at the Moline 21-yard line. Moline 2-for-4 on third downs tonight. Up the middle it goes, trying to bounce to the outside, and the Streaks make the stop. They went to Dreyfurst. Streaks contained him. Going to give him about a yard up to the 28-yard line. Excuse me. Up to the 24-yard line. It'll be fourth down, and the clock rolling down to 15 seconds to go. And Moline, I would think, would just let this clock run out.
Yep.
And we'll start the fourth quarter on fourth down for the Maroons. Fourth and about three with the Moline leading 34-13 as we get ready for the fourth quarter from Browning Field on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Looking to spruce up your kitchen? Maybe add a decorative countertop or some new cabinets? Give Courtright Construction a call for a free estimate. They can create a one-of-a-kind countertop that has the look of real stone for a fraction of the price. Learn more at CourtrightConstruction.com. The right choice for your next project. Courtright Construction of Oneida.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
34-13, Moline on top of the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Galesburg didn't play quite even with the Maroons in the second half so far in that third quarter, 7-6. Moline outscored the Streaks on a block extra point. There's no question Galesburg has played much, much more efficiently here in the second half. Much more, I like what we have seen. And the Streaks defense finally gets a stop here. So back-to-back stops against Moline. They forced a fumble on the last possession into punt formation here. Streaks don't jump. Snap gets away. Low kick. Short kick. Bouncing at the 40. Takes a Moline roll forward, but it'll stop short before it gets to the 50. And Galesburg will start on Moline's side of the field at about the 47.5-yard line as we just start the fourth quarter. So that's the kind of turnaround the Streaks have been looking for tonight. They didn't get into the end zone on the last offensive possession, but they got a defensive stop and forced Moline to punt it away, and the Streaks get great field position out of it.
Dylan McBride back in the ball game. He's heavily taped on that right ankle, but he looks to be moving around efficiently enough.
Officially from the Moline 48-yard line, out of the I formation. Ayton rolling left on play action. Throws complete at the 40-yard line to Riley Hickey. Bounces off and gets out of bounds at the 36-yard line on Hickey's first reception of the season. And he deflected off a defender to stay upright and pick up a few extra yards after the catch. Anything to add to that, Dad?
I don't know what the penalty is. Came in the back part there. As soon as the ball was snapped, I don't know if maybe they had 12 guys on and they had a legal substitution, or I don't know what it was. Delay of game? Usually that's a dead ball.
Flag down on the far side of the field.
He's talking to Vaynerman.
Talking to the offensive captain, so it's going to be an official catch and
take
maybe
first down.
Maybe tack some yardage on. We'll see.
He's talking to him, so he's got an option. You can either get this or that. I would say take the first down, take the yardage. What play is going to give you more than 11 that we got there, maybe?
12.
12.
Official standing.
Illegal participation on red entry. 12 guys. That's a 15-yard penalty.
Oh, so you'll take the... I didn't know that was a 15-yard penalty.
I didn't either.
I don't think that's right.
Well, they're marking off 15,
that's a
though.
Big penalty. I mean...
I don't think
illegal
guys.
Participation, 12 men on the field, 15-yard penalty.
So, yeah, so we'll take that. So, yeah, you take the 15 yards over the 12-yard gain.
That's good math. I'll have to look that one up.
Unless there was a rule change somewhere along the way that none of us are obviously aware of.
Jet.
Vaynerman in motion. Play fake. Ayton rolling right, now under pressure. Man slips, gets the ball away, and he overthrows Vaynerman on the far side of the field. Vaynerman was open, just in a little open spot in the zone, and he couldn't find him. Second down, 11:33 to go in the game, 34-13 Moline.
That was a good decision there for Grant, too, to just throw that thing away, basically.
Yeah, I was waiting for the...
Everybody's covered.
...the play to load here. I think right off the bat, Dylan was open, McBride out of the backfield.
8-3 for 9 passing in the first half for 18 yards. 5 for 8 in the second half for 83 yards. And the 9-yard touchdown to Hunter Davina. Out of the gun, McBride in motion left. They throw back right to Dre Egyptiaco. Stops, trying to get to the outside, trying to slip past some tackles and dragged down by the jersey. He was 5 yards downfield and then ran backwards, and the pursuit caught up to him. Dre just showing a lot of indecision tonight. Maybe trying too hard to make a play, and it ended up costing the Streaks yardage back to the 38.
I think you hit the nail on the head there, and he's been frustrated with a couple of drops tonight, and you know, just trying to make something happen. You don't fault him for that. But that ended up as a real negative play there for the Streaks.
But I talked about the Quincy week. The more you run in the middle, the more you see the big hands, and that certainly caught up to him.
Third and 15, Ayton rolling right. One block to free him up, throws it, and picked off. Yeah. Throwing off his back foot, intended receiver on the far side of the field was Egyptiaco, and the defensive back stepped in front, picked it off. Credit the interception to Jalen Jackson and Moline, and now we got a flag on the far sideline, the Gelsberg sideline. And
sideline warning.
I'm hoping it's a sideline warning. There were a couple of players right there, so I hope they weren't saying things they shouldn't have been saying. Sideline warning would be much better than a personal foul. So it is a sideline warning. 10:43 is when the interception turnover comes. And Moline takes over at its own 33-yard line, leading by 3 touchdowns. Well, we've seen a lot happening here in this early part of the fourth quarter. But it hasn't benefited the Silver Streaks on the scoreboard. Moline takes over at the 33. Running play right to the 35. Good stack-up defense by the Silver Streaks to bring that one to a stop right away. Second and 8.
Yeah, much better. I mean, that was the best I've seen that our defense play that. You know, a lot of times we get the first contact and they get a yard or two after that. This time, first contact, held them up, and we got good pursuit, helmets to the ball, and stopped forward progress.
Zach Innes in there at linebacker, replacing Kenan Klein at the right side linebacker at this point.
Well, and that's what I was just going to lead you guys into, is the observations you guys have been making about some personnel changes that we've observed here in the second half. Rolling right, Sterling looking long, going for the home run. Nico nice Delagonis play there in single coverage, got in front of the intended receiver, Powells, and knocked it down.
Real nice play there. The ball was underthrown, and Nico continued to drift. And as the maroon receiver came back for the ball, Nico was a little bit out of position, but he was able to get his hand in right at the last second and knock the ball down. Real nice play by him.
Yeah, to your point earlier, Brad, I don't know. I mean, I tell you what, Moline certainly hasn't changed any personnel, and they haven't changed anything up front. We've got a couple changes out there. Aaron Carl's back in. Right now we've got changes due to injury. But I don't know. Up front, we just seem to have a little more effort, and we're fitting better, and we're making our tackles.
Streaks show blitz. Play goes up the middle, right into the blitz. Dreyfuss picks up maybe 3, and the Streaks wrap him up and take him down.
And I'll tell you what, if you're asking for my vote, you're not. But you're asking for my vote for player of the game right now, crunch time player of the game. Hunter Davina is everywhere out there, and what he's doing defensively as a sophomore right now against this offensive line legitimizes to me that he's a real player for the Streaks for the next couple of years. He's been extremely active over there. Him and Vannerman have been the real anchors of that on defense.
And he has the Streaks' only offensive touchdown with the reception thrown from Grant Ayton, sophomore to sophomore. So the Streaks force a punt here. Moline 0 for 2 on third downs in the second half, as the Streaks have played him almost point for point. And a short kick to the left side, but it takes a Moline roll, and they pick up 8 yards after it hits the ground, and the Streaks will have it at about the 37-yard line with 8:54 to play in the game. Well, you say we're not asking, but we will ask, of course, as we get closer to the end.
No, some of this could be chalked to when you have a lead like Moline has. You know, maybe they're, you know, a half a step slower, and they aren't playing with as much urgency. But really, the Streaks just defensively have shown up like we've seen them do.
Yeah, but you know, they watched the Quincy film, and you can't take that away from us, the fact that we worked hard in that game to come back into it. So, you know, the coaching side from Moline is you got to keep going, you got to keep playing.
Little swing pass to the outside to Dillon. He picks up a yard.
We're not seeing that, but yeah.
For Dillon, that is his second catch of the night. Be second and nine from the 39-yard line. Under 8.5 minutes to play. Moline leading 34-13. It was 27-7 at the half. Play action. Ayton, good quick pass to Davina. Open in the flat. Gets the first down. Crosses the 50 to the 49-yard line. And again, streaks moving quickly. The play action. Grant turns, fires. Davina found a soft spot. Right into the middle. And then he moves the chains into Moline territory on the gain of 10.
That's a play we've run at least three times tonight. And when Grant gets rid of the ball on time, Hunter's in the right spot. He's just sure-handed. And Riley Hickey with some downfield blocking there to get a couple extra yards as well.
Four catches on the night, 67 yards for Hunter Davina, including a touchdown. Under 8 minutes to play in the game. Streaks trailing by three touchdowns. Trips left. Vaynerman in motion. Ayton looks left.
Screen.
Egyptiaco comes back for it. Caught at the 49-yard line, trying to stiff-arm some defenders. They run him out of bounds at the Moline 46. Short gain of three, and the clock stops with 7:42 to play. Only the third reception of the night for Dre Egyptiaco.
Positive yard gain. You know, just keep building upon that. With 7:42 left in the game, he's going to be targeted a couple more times, I'm sure, tonight.
Well, not every game are you going to, you know, break your 80-yard runs, right?
Right.
You got to
right.
be able to grind through games like this and
yep.
find a way to contribute, whether it's your best game or not.
Three catches for 108 yards, two touchdowns last week against Rock Island. As we have seen defensives tighten up on him. Ayton looking sideline. Egyptiaco complete at the 35-yard line. That's a first down. Just got to the marker. Took a couple steps back. Complete. Gain of 11.
About a 10-yard hitch there. He came back for the ball. I don't know if he was nervous about catching it, but he kind of jumped.
Yeah.
Caught it into his stomach area, but I'd like to see him, you know, keep his feet down, hands out, and receive that and cut to the inside, but made sure he secured it with a couple of drops he's had tonight. Really making sure at this point that he has the ball in his hands.
Clock rolling, 7:20 to play. Streaks down 21. Ayton getting the play call from the sideline. Lots of heads turning, looking around. A little bit of confusion. Now the streaks come set in the shotgun. Ayton, good protection. Throws it down the middle and overthrows Dillon McBride and nearly picked off in the defensive backfield. Jalen Jackson almost had a second interception. It falls incomplete. It was a 23rd pass attempt of the night for Grant Ayton. 14 here in the second half.
Good protection up front. You know, he had the ability to survey the scene, and his throw just unfortunately kind of bent towards the middle of the field where those safeties are. The route was skinny, and he was running that seam, and he was open, just a little inaccurate there with that ball.
7:04 to play. McBride in motion, rolling right, opens up in a soft spot in the backfield, pass complete to him, gets down low, crosses the 35 to about the 33 before he stacked up and pushed backwards. Goes as a short gain on the deep drop by Ayton when he threw it over to Dillon on the right side. Dillon was 6 yards behind the line of scrimmage. He turns it into only a 1 yard gain at the 34 for third and nine. So for Grant Ayton, 122 yards. Passing tonight. Streaks with a big third down conversion opportunity here. Third and nine as we approach the halfway mark of quarter number four. Ayton, good protection. Rolling right. Steps inside in front of the defender. Hits past another one. Dives forward for the first down marker. A yard short.
Short, yep.
Nice little stutter step move to avoid the open field tackle back at the 30. Dives down to the 26. It'll bring up fourth and one. The word about Grant Ayton last week that you heard mentioned so frequently was moxie, and he showed it on that 8-yard run to give the streaks a chance on fourth and one. Maybe they can even get him to jump and get a first down. They run the play, a flag down. Dillon McBride up the middle for the first down. Crosses the 25 to the 24. Let's see what the flag is. Dropped on this near side of the field.
I thought they were lined in the neutral zone again.
They, Moline.
Well, the flag is almost like we were, the formation wasn't right. I didn't see.
Well, the official out there just moved the ball forward another yard. So he gave the Streaks a better spot than what they already had. As we mentioned, it was enough to move the chains. Go ahead, Sean.
They're trying to figure out personnel here if they had enough guys in the last scrimmage. I thought we were good. Hopefully they'll wave this off, but it doesn't look like it.
Here comes the referee. Illegal formation. Yep. So that'll take the Streaks back 5 yards and negates the first down. And it'll go from 4th-and-1 to 4th-and-6. So takes it back to the Moline 31-yard line. Just the 4th penalty of the night for the Silver Streaks for 40 yards.
They got that play wrong.
You're looking back on the video?
Yep.
5:35 and counting here in the 4th quarter. Streaks down 34-13. Streaks will send 2 wide to the left, 2 wide to the right. McBride lined up just to the right of Ayton in the shotgun. 5-man front, back to pass. Ayton, quick hitter to the right side, and he throws behind Egyptiaco on the far sideline, incomplete. And the Streaks give it up on downs with 5:17 to play in the game.
Tried a little back shoulder, and the ball was just, you know, thrown. And I don't know, Coach Wash is, now that I listen to him talking to Dre, didn't like the route. So I think what happens, Grant was expecting him to be somewhere, and Dre may have ran past that spot, and that was just enough for an incompletion.
Yeah, well, you want to get enough for a first down. I think he was probably beyond
well
that.
Past that.
Yeah, well past that.
Yeah.
That wasn't, yeah, I mean, it was about a 12-yard route. They only needed 6. And I think Grant threw it at about a 10-yard spot.
So Moline takes over on downs at the 31-yard line, and if the Streaks were hoping to give Moline some comeuppance here tonight, it doesn't look like it's going to happen, as they've been able to move the ball here in the 3rd and 4th quarters, but gave the ball up on downs inside the 5-yard line on the last possession. Couldn't keep the drive alive on the last one. Here's a big hole to the right side and a good open field tackle by Nico Delegiannis coming up out of the defensive secondary to take down the running back on what looked like it was going to be a much bigger gain, and he keeps him to a gain of just 5.
That was a great run fit for Nico. He's been doing that all night long, to be honest. He's playing a heck of a game, picked off a pass, defended a couple passes, and he's been a run stopper for what he could all night.
2nd-and-5. Miscommunication in the backfield. Zidane Sterling, the quarterback, just has to keep it and runs into Aaron Carl, runs into Kane Johnson. It'll be a short gain. He still managed to turn it into a positive gain. It'll be up to the 39-yard line for a gain of 3. And it'll be 3rd-and-2.
Trying to give it to his second back, but he ran into his first one, and that caused all kinds of issues.
But even on a blown play, unfortunately, he still got 3 yards.
Yep.
Veteran quarterback move, being able to maintain his composure in a situation like that and just tuck it in and turn it into something. 3rd-and-1. Handoff left side, spinning forward across the 41, close to the 42-yard line.
Should be a first down.
Will be enough to move the chains for Moline. So they've got some new numbers out there. Jake called it the clean jerseys earlier, which is certainly the case. And they'll have it at the 42-yard line.
Usually jerseys don't get dirty anymore because we play on the fake stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
It's just fun to see dirty jerseys again.
Handoff left side. Some room to run on the far side and more room to run. And it's Delegiannis who chases him down again, bumping him out of bounds at the Galesburg 45-yard line. But he picks up 13. So Moline moves the ball into Galesburg territory with 3:34 to play in the game. Again, 34-13, the Moline lead. Streaks defense has responded better here in the second half and haven't been able to dent the scoreboard enough to make the Maroons sweat here on this chilly night. Not putting enough pressure on Moline. The Maroons defense is held. Now the handoff goes on the sweep to the near side. And again, it's Delegiannis who makes a tackle with a flag down on the backfield. Hold him to a gain of 2, maybe 3. but immediately the hold called by the referee, and that'll negate the short gain. Yeah, it looks like Nico's a little slow to get up, but he's up and all right. A little shaken up. Aaron Carl checking him out. He'll stay in the game. Officials talk it over with Vaynerman, the defensive captain, just to make sure they want to accept the penalty. They do. Flag down back at the 46-yard line, so that'll push Moline back into their own territory to the 44. So first down, Maroons. First and 21, back at the 44. Matthew Bailey in at quarterback. Handoff goes up the middle to the 46-yard line, a gain of 2.
The Streaks call a timeout.
Mm-hmm. And the running back slow to get up and hobbling a little bit. 3:05 to go in the game. Looked like Hunter Davina was the main guy in on the tackle for a gain of 2. I haven't checked any scores lately, guys. Have you?
No.
Just curious about that Sterling Rock Island game since it was just a 7-point game in the second half.
And did we have Abbott and Knoxville? Were they playing tonight?
I had not seen. Yes, they are. I had not seen anything on that. At last check, anyway.
That game shouldn't be close with Knoxville being, I think they have a number 7 ranking right now. And
they've been moving up for sure.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Now I got to refresh again.
So I've got Jeff Wedland's tweet here. Sterling 35, Rock Island 14.
Okay.
With 8:51 remaining. So a very similar score to this game right now. I don't see, looking at my stuff here to try to find some of the others.
Sterling Newman leading Rock Ridge. Orion trailing Fulton by just a point at the end of the third quarter, 21-20 in that one. Knoxville 154-0. Here's a bad snap, chased down by the Moline quarterback Bailey back to the 32-yard line.
Knoxville won that big, huh?
Matt Wheaton filling us in on the score there. Thanks, Wheat.
What do you say it was?
54-0, Knoxville. So back to the 32-yard line for the loss of 13. And that'll bring up third and a mile. Third and the Rock River for Moline. With 2:53 to play. Looking like Quincy leading Geneseo. But that's about all I can tell you at this point. Morton defeated Metamora 35-7. Keep in mind, Morton is on the Streaks schedule next year in week 2.
Yeah. Got an interesting score here. Former Streaks coach Roy Gully and his Springfield squad beating Sacred Heart Griffin 48-35. Tonight.
Is that right?
Yep.
Good for them.
And that's a final?
It is not a final.
Okay.
50-0 was the Knoxville score.
But it was 3:23 to go, so.
Looking pretty good.
Yeah, up 2 scores.
Streaks with another stop. Loss of 2 more. Need a lot more of that earlier. Moline will have to punt from its 30.
Coach Washbaugh is doing here. A lot of people, in the stands, he's calling his timeouts here in a game that's 34-13. But, the Streaks have earned this in the second half. And, you know, he's playing it straight up. And, to heck with the scoreboard, this is what you would do. This has been a competitive half. And he wants to get his offense another chance to put some points up there. Is it going to win the game? I mean, it would be some crazy Herculean situation that would have to occur. But, he's got some guys in there that haven't played very much yet this season, and he's getting them their chances, and they're responding. So I love what he's doing with this. He's just continues to preach to these guys to continue fighting until the very end.
Here's the final on that Quincy Geneseo game. Blue Devils win at 33-15. So Quincy now 3-1 in the conference. Their only loss to Sterling. 2:48 to go here. The punt away, a short one, a wobbler, bounces at the 48 straight up, and then takes a Moline roll down to the Galesburg 45, so only 3 yards after it touched the ground. And the Streaks will have it. 55 yards to the end zone, 2:39 to play in the game. And even though Moline had some personnel non-starters on the field there on that drive, still something the coaching staff certainly will use as a positive coming on once they sit down and look at the game film.
You got to keep playing.
Yep.
Guys in a neutral zone down here? Nope.
Looks like it from this angle, doesn't it? But, yeah, I think he's lined up correctly. Ayton going long, man-to-man coverage with Egyptiaco. Caught at the 30 and then dropped it. His third drop of the game. Not what we've seen from Egyptiaco this season. Well-thrown ball, and he got a couple steps on his man-to-man defender. It'll be second and 10 from the 45.
He holds on to that. He has a breakaway speed to put that in the end zone.
Grant found him in stride, just couldn't reel it in. Second and 10. Streaks on the 45 out of the short gun. Ayton rolling left. Has Egyptiaco open in the flat. Caught at the 50. 45 steps out of bounds. Yard past the first down marker. Gain of 11. Stops the clock. 2:26 to go in the game. Again, Streaks trailing 3 touchdowns. This is not a matter of determining the outcome of the game, but it is certainly a matter of the Silver Streaks building something positive coming out of this to finish off the game. Again, Fighting Illini football tomorrow here on WGIL. Illinois traveling to Minnesota, 1:30 pregame here on WGIL. Cardinals baseball Sunday afternoon at 2:15, game 3 of the National League Division Series. Ayton to pass on first down, fires it, almost intercepted through the fingers of Jalen Jackson. He had one earlier. That's his second near interception. Just went right through his fingers. Just goes as an incompletion. Second down for the Streaks.
Yeah, Grant locked on to Dre there and never took his eyes off. And
yeah, I was going to ask, what's the lesson out of this for a young quarterback like Grant?
Well, you know, on that one, obviously, you can't stare down your receiver the entire time. You got to watch your coverage. And a lot of this for Grant, he's doing pre-snap. He's going to dial in on one receiver right now, but as he gets older and more experienced, he's going to be able to get through his reads a little more smoothly.
Grant rolling right, trying to find a man open. Flag down in the backfield will be a hold. Rolling over at the 35-yard line. Are they going to call that a catch?
No,
he called
incomplete.
It incomplete.
Yeah. Vaynerman was there. Hard to tell from up here, but it wouldn't have counted anyway with the flag down in the backfield. There's the holding call. Holding White. It's interesting, isn't it, that, again, we've never seen the official mic'd up at a high school game, but it's interesting to me they don't say holding offense. They just say holding White.
Is that maybe from maybe does he do basketball too? That when you call fouls in basketball,
yeah.
It's always
right.
the easiest color to say instead of maroon, which is 2 syllables, they go red. Foul, 52, red.
Or we could just do what Dan Powell and Stu Scossman did when they were announcing the Powder Puff game. That's cheating on the offense.
Cheating as a penalty, yes.
Uh-huh. 2:13 to go in the game here. Rolling right, Ayton looking downfield, has a man open, still rolling, and spun down at the 40-yard line. The man was open behind the original line of scrimmage for the Silver Streaks, but that still would have gotten them positive yardage after the holding penalty. Now they're back looking at third and about 26. Back at the 40-yard line. Back at the Moline 40-yard line, that is. Ayton looking long, fires it down the middle of the field, and the only man open was the referee down at the 25-yard line.
But he's locked on one guy. It's easy to cover one guy. We're putting 4 guys out in routes, and he's just locked on one guy.
So fourth down for the Streaks, a minute 37 to play. And the offense that was moving the ball effectively earlier in the half has now gone 0 for 3 on third downs here in the fourth quarter. But down three touchdowns, the Streaks will go for it. Fourth and 26 out of the shotgun. Egyptiaco is open. Now Ayton is going to throw it on the run. Intended for Vaynerman, overthrows him out of bounds. And they give it up on downs with a minute 29 to go in the game. And all Moline will have to do is take a knee a couple of times. And that'll be the ball game. That's what happens when you throw the ball a lot, drags the game out. It's been kind of a quiet ending here in this one. Pekin leading Washington in the middle line, 26-14 in the third end of the third quarter there. Fulton defeated Orion, 27-26. So Moline, again, will take a knee a couple of times. And that'll be the ball game, officially. And now Moline having a hard time getting the play in. Young man running it in from the sideline. Look back at the sideline, stopped. Look back at the sideline, stopped again. Now he's in there, and they take the knee. So they'll have to do this twice more.
Yep.
And 34-13 will be the final. So neither team ends up scoring in the fourth quarter. Moline will improve to 4-2 and 3-1 in the conference. The Silver Streaks drop to 0-4 in the conference and 1-5 overall. They'll snap it. They'll take the knee. And they'll do that one more time.
Unless they don't blow it in.
Yeah, they, as long as they're smart, they'll wait.
Yep.
Well, just take a knee now, and it's over no matter what.
Yep, that's what they're going to do.
So we'll wrap up the game broadcast at this point. 34-13 the final, and stick around for our post-game coverage from Browning Field, including a visit with Streaks head coach Mike Washabaugh. When the post-game gets underway, when we come back here on WGIL, 34-13 the final, Moline. You're listening to Silver Streaks Football on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Did you know you can save about 50% on your air filters by having them cleaned rather than replaced? And Filter Service Center, now part of Mid-State Manufacturing, will even pick them up and deliver them back to you. Your filter's good as new. Filter Service Center at Mid-State Manufacturing.
Silver Streaks Football on WGIL is brought to you in part by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street, home of the lifetime warranty. By Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. By Mid-State Manufacturing, the headquarters for any of your steel material fabrication or powder coating needs. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. Silver Streaks Football is also brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Yem Auto Group on North Henderson in Galesburg. Home to Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram. Say yes to Yem. By Kratty Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. And by the all-new Galesburg Toyota, the dealership everyone is talking about. Proud to bring you GHS Silver Streaks Football on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Don't pack up your barbecue. Let the barbecue come to you. Why not have the perfect deck in your own backyard? RP Lumber carries the latest quality composite decking materials you need to have a maintenance-free deck. Visit them today and experience the RP difference.
If your bathroom makes you cringe, but you don't want to deal with the mess of a remodel, I have the quickest, easiest solution possible. At Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, we can cover your tub, shower, and walls with a custom-fitted acrylic bath system. It won't chip, crack, stain, or fade. Plus, no more grout. You can pick from a variety of colors and styles to fit your taste, and in just a few days, you'll have a transformed bathroom. I'm Neil Thomas. Give us a call and get your beautiful new bathroom at 342-HEAT.
Harvest time is here, and more farmers are taking a look at the all-new 2019 Chevy Silverado at YEM. With a new engine, new trim, and a whole new look, the new 2019 Silverado is lighter, has more cargo room, and a range of new features. They've even upgraded the corner step bumpers to accommodate steel-toed boots. From farm to freeway, see what makes the all-new Silverado as flexible as you need it to be at YEM, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
The official WGIL forecast is brought to you by Justin Cook State Farm. All it takes is one mistake before you're on the hook for a fortune. Call today to protect your family's assets. Mostly cloudy skies for this evening with a low of 49. Tomorrow, cloudy. Afternoon showers likely, then thunderstorms possible with a high of 64. While for tomorrow night, showers likely through the evening hours and gradually clearing up and a low of 48. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it's 55 degrees here on WGIL.
WGIL's coverage of Silver Streaks football continues with the GHS postgame show on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
34-13 the final. Moline defeats the Galesburg Silver Streaks. Galesburg 1-5 on the season. Our postgame coaches interview brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Let's go down to the field. Jake Miller is with head coach Mike Washerbaugh.
So, Coach, obviously a much better second half performance defensively and offensively for us in the second half. You know, we got to think about it twice now, you know, where the second half is just it's handedly better than what we've seen in terms of performance in the first half. Do you have a thought of what we've seen like today compared to like also what we saw in Quincy's second half?
Yeah, I thought we played really well last week in the first half. So, yeah, I don't know. You know, we had some guys that have some major tackles on this team that weren't run-fitting. You know, we didn't maximize our opportunities on offense as well. But the really good kick return to start the game, you know. So I don't think it was a slow start, you know, across the board. We had opportunities. The kick return game special team started fast. We didn't score right off the bat, you know, and it kind of got us behind the chains, missed the field goal. You know, and it took us just a little bit defensively. You know, we missed some key tackles there to where we settled in the second half. I don't know. Until I see film, I won't know 100%.
Gotcha. Coach, we were talking about the timeouts there in the fourth quarter with the game. Obviously decided, well, is it a message you're trying to send to your guys? Obviously the second half, much better effort and energy in terms of production to get the ball back for your offense and try to see what we can build on as we go on down the year?
No, it was just a three-score game. We were trying to get the ball back and score and go onside at them. You know, there's 4 minutes left in the game. That's what we owe the kids. That's why we do it. You know, if it was more than three scores, we wouldn't have, but you know, we left a touchdown down there. You know, the way we were playing, I thought we had a chance. So that's why we burned them and tried to get back in the game. It was only three scores.
Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it.
Thanks, as always, to Coach Mike Washabaugh joining us here in the post game. We'll take a timeout, come back, look at our final statistics. Also have to give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game as well. 34-13 the final. Moline wins it. This is Silver Streaks football post game coverage on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Well, how's the house selling going?
Not good. We've only had 2 showings and 0 offers. It's been a month. How long did it take to sell yours?
Not long, but we used Century 21. Each listing gets its own website, video virtual tour, and a link to share, so your house gets tons of publicity.
That would help.
They have the largest office in town with 19 agents. They will get your house sold.
For over 60 years, your friends and neighbors have gone with Century 21 Tucker Swanson. When you're ready to buy or sell, visit century21galesburg.com or call 34HOMES to today.
Good call on McDonald's for lunch.
Yeah, let's eat.
Okay, we have the oh yeah for me.
Can you hand me my
Yep, and here are a couple of woot-woots to share.
I love my woohoo!
Oh, sounds like Stacy went to McDonald's too.
Right now, grab a hot and spicy McChicken or a McDouble. Choose 2 for just $3 on the McDonald's $1, $2, $3 menu. Price and participation may vary. Single item at regular price.
Kehoe Eye Care is pleased to welcome new doctor Nicholas Podpesker, who brings an impressive set of credentials to the Galesburg office.
I was at a large surgical referral center, so I got to co-manage a lot of different surgical cases, and then I had the opportunity to be at the Chicago Lighthouse for the Blind and Visually Impaired, so I have some experience with low vision.
Call to make your appointment with Dr. Nicholas Podpesker or schedule online at KehoeEyeCare.com.
They offer all the new and updated technology to give you the most complete exam possible.
At Kehoe Eye Care, we care for people, not just eyes.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
34-13 the final. Moline over Galesburg. Streaks 1-5 on the season. 0-4 in the Western Big Six. Let's look at our post-game statistics brought to you by Kehoe Eye Care. They care for people, not just eyes. Silver Streaks with 23 yards of offense on the ground tonight. 22 carries, 23 yards. Dylan McBride, the leading runner, 9 carries, 28 yards. David Vaynerman had a couple of carries for 2. Xavier Coleman, 1 for minus 2. Dre Egyptiaco, a run for minus 2. And Grant Ayton, 9 carries for minus 3. He had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 runs tackled for loss in the game. Ayton was 15 of 29 passing with a touchdown and an interception, 133 yards. The 9-yard touchdown pass is only touchdown pass of the game to Hunter Davina. Davina had 4 catches, 67 yards. Dre Egyptiaco, 5 receptions, 30 yards. Dylan McBride had 3 catches for 22. And Tristan Hoven had 2 receptions for 8 yards. For Moline, they ran it almost 50 times on the ground, 49 running plays, 286 yards. Caden Dreifirst had 26 carries for 149 yards and 2 touchdowns. Jaheim Mitchell, 7 carries, 96 yards and 2 touchdowns. Zidane Sterling, 4 for 6 passing in the game with 1 touchdown and 1 interception. That was to Nico Jelajanas. Jacob Powell is the leading receiver on the night. Didn't have anything in the second half, so same as what we told you at halftime. 3 catches, 61 yards, and a 15-yard touchdown. Moline was penalized 7 times for 64 yards, Streaks 5 times for 50 yards. Galesburg finished the game. Again, had a better second half in terms of third quarter or third down conversions, but 3 for 4 in the third quarter and just 0 for 3 in the second quarter, so they ended up finishing the night 4 out of 12 on third down conversions, 0 for 3 on fourth downs. Moline, meanwhile, was 3 out of 8 on third down conversions, 2 for 2 on fourth down conversions. Freshman lost tonight as well, 30 to 12. We'll come back, give you our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and close things out from Browning Field on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks football on WGIL is brought to you in part by Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. By Templeton Roofing, Galesburg's oldest and most experienced roofing contractor. Visit them at templetonroofing.com. And by Tom Irons and Accounting Systems on Simmons Street in downtown Galesburg.
Clark Howard. This is Clark Howard.
The problem with the skimmers at the gas pumps is one that is out of control. And it's only a matter of when it's going to foul up your life, not if you pay with a debit card at a gas pump. Please remember this. Go inside to pay for gasoline if you are using a debit card every time.
Clark Howard, weekday mornings at 9 on WGIL.
Football and auto insurance are very similar in nature. In football, penalties can keep you from scoring, and with auto insurance, not having the right amount of coverage throws up a big flag. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. When I'm on your offensive line, you'll never have to worry about getting tackled, and our money-saving auto home discount is the extra point. Stop by Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street and find out why Craddy and Rockford Mutual Insurance are the game-winning combination.
Harvest time is here, and more farmers are taking a look at the all-new 2019 Chevy Silverado at YEM. With a new engine, new trim, and a whole new look, the new 2019 Silverado is lighter, has more cargo room, and a range of new features. They've even upgraded the corner step bumpers to accommodate steel toed boots. From farm to freeway, see what makes the all-new Silverado as flexible as you need it to be at YEM, North Henderson Street, Galesburg.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Stay connected with Galesburg anywhere you go. Galesburg's local news is always online at WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks fall to Moline tonight, 34-13. Our final order of business is today's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And in a 3-touchdown loss, the Streaks' biggest of the season, you might think we don't have any candidates or have to stretch to find it. We really don't. I mean, we've got some good candidates tonight. Who wants to go first?
I'll go.
All right.
I, played on a grass field tonight, and one of the things that I think that when you look at people that have good games are people around the ball a lot, and they come up with a dirty uniform. Playing in a road white jerseys, we had a number of guys that I saw on the field that had a lot of debris on their uniform, whether it be the maroon color that's in the center of the field or the white from the stripes or just the mud itself. Some guys that come to mind would be Dylan McBride, playing both sides of the ball. He had very dirty jersey. Nico Delgiannis, playing defense, had an interception
yep.
early in the game.
That was big.
And came up a lot, you know, at a safety position to come up on a lot of run fits. He had a pretty dirty jersey. But I'm going to go with Hunter Davina. That's, you know, touchdown reception for him. And he was around the ball all night long, making good plays. He was a key part of our offense in the second half. So that's who I'm going to go with. Jake?
Jake, yeah. I know Hunter was your top choice, too.
Right, yeah. We talked about it, you know, there in the second half. Just Sean said it all. I mean, he was all over the football defensively. He was basically one of the major bright spots for us offensively as well. So without a doubt, I mean, Hunter as a sophomore doesn't look like a sophomore
No.
when he's out there. You do not remember that he's a sophomore when 45's out there and the other coaches aren't looking at him as a sophomore either. And we've got a bunch of sophomores like that. The future is bright, and I know that doesn't give any solace to anybody now. Doesn't to the seniors, to this coaching staff, or anybody else, but a lot of sophomores getting their licks in at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But Hunter does not play like a sophomore. He's always lined up correctly. He's as physical as he needs to be, and that's only going to improve. So tonight I thought he played a great game. You never saw any slowdown. Him and Nico both, you know, Max before he got hurt, and Vanderman, those guys, their motor stays the same. Whether they're up by 20, down by 20, those guys just play hard. So I think Hunter's very deserving.
And we're going to give it to Hunter, but there's one other name I want to throw out there, and that's Xavier Coleman. He had those
sure.
two big
mm-hmm.
returns
yep.
right off the get-go. I know he returned it to the 20, so mm-hmm. I guess I don't remember exactly where he fielded it, but I mean, that was a good 60-yard return to open the game. And then after Moline scored, then he returned the second kickoff, and we had it at 81 yards. And some people might be thinking, well, what happened the rest of the game? Well, they didn't kick to him the rest of the game.
Right.
I mean, they did everything they could not to kick to him to the rest of the game. But those were huge at the time, too. So I don't want to overlook what Xavier did tonight in his the most action he's seen in a game all season
yep.
long, too.
Absolutely.
But Hunter
Agreed.
Davina, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game for the motor running and a little extra of the icing on top of the cake with that touchdown reception, too.
Yep.
But we're really recognizing him for his defensive effort tonight. So Hunter's our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and that'll close things out. The Streaks are back home next week, and that's important because that's the last home game of the season for the Silver Streaks. Oftentimes, the schedule flips. You get 5 of one and 4 of the other, and this is the year when the Streaks are on the short side of the home game. So next week will be senior night, and we'll be back home with United Township in town with the Streaks optimistic and hopeful for their first conference victory of the season. It'll be senior night, a special night. And we hope you can be with us for that Friday night. Guys, I know you'll be there, and we're looking forward to it.
Absolutely.
Sounds good.
And the freshmen again falling tonight as well. So a double loss for the Silver Streaks in the football program. Thanks to James Noble, our broadcast engineer, to Jake Miller, for Sean Hickey. I'm Brad Binowitz. 34-13 the final. Moline wins it, and good night from Browning Field.
Thanks for listening to GHS Silver Streaks Football on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.